It's time for the Mr. Bob's Subways pregame show for the PIAA Quad A State Football Championship game between Central Dauphin and North Penn. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mr. Bob's Subways, Environmental Interiors, Ted's Bar and Grill, Italian Delight, InTouch Communications, CD Pizza, and the Rams Touchdown Club. Now let's take it out to Hershey Park Stadium and the Mr. Bob's Subways pregame show. Here's Eric Thomas and Brian Kaiser.
Hershey Park Stadium, it is the PIAA Quad A State Football Championship game tonight. North Penn and Central Dauphin. The Rams come into this game 14-1, District 3 champs. North Penn at 13-2, representing District 1. Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy with you. Mr. Kaiser, we have seen the Central Dauphin team now 2 weeks in a row. Each time we see them, they just seem to figure out a way to win a game. This is obviously the biggest stage in high school football in our state here tonight.
It's the game that all these teams who have those thoughts of going deep into the playoffs, this is what they all play for. And there's only two teams who are able to get that far. And it's a great credit to this Central Dauphin team and this North Penn team for being able to fight through a very difficult schedule and a very tough Quad A bracket to get to this championship game. And you said it perfectly. The Central Dauphin team has figured out ways to win. It's not the same way every week. They get different things from different guys, but what we've seen week in and week out from these guys, especially in the playoffs, is just that fight and desire to, no matter what it takes, get the job done, get that W, and move on.
They are making mistakes at times during games. Brandon Levy has thrown a couple of interceptions. They fumbled a couple times. They're not detrimental mistakes, though. This team has hung around. They've hung tough, and as you mentioned, they're getting special teams play. They're getting decent play out of their offensive line. They're getting tremendous play out of their defensive line. They're not running the ball effectively enough. What they're doing is just enough to win games, though.
They are doing enough to win games. And I would say that they're getting great play out of everybody on their team as a unit right now. And they've run into some teams that stop the run very well. They're going to play another team here today who stops the run very well in North Penn. This is a Central Dauphin team, though, when they have made mistakes. They have, again, shown that ability to dig down deep and not let those mistakes hurt them in any way. That's one of the amazing things. A lot of times in playoff football, things are determined on turnovers and key mistakes. Central Dauphin has not made those key mistakes, and the turnovers that they've committed have not really ended up hurting them in the grand schemes. They have to continue that sort of play tonight.
North Penn wants the franchise of Quad A football in the state of Pennsylvania back in the early part of the 2000s after they kind of took the reins over from CB West in that great run that Mike Pettine had. This is the first time they're back in the state championship game since 2003. They got by their arch nemesis LaSalle College a week ago in a rematch from earlier in the season, a rematch from last year's playoffs. Dick Beck has been here before. They know how to win games. They're not flashy. And oddly enough, they don't have any Division I players on their team right now, but much like Central Dauphin, just figuring out a way to win games.
This is a team that, as you said, the franchise of Quad A football, it seemed, back in the early 2000s. But only one state championship, only one appearance in the state championship. This team repeatedly found ways to get close and then shoot themselves in the foot somewhere and not be able to make the big game. And it looked like it may be the same way this year, because they were running into a team last week that they had already lost to first game of the season in LaSalle. But they finally exercised their demons against LaSalle, a team that had beaten them three straight times during the last two seasons. They get them in the Eastern Final, are able to beat them, get to this championship game. This is another team, I think, mirrors Central Dauphin and what they do. They don't make big mistakes. They don't beat themselves. They're going to bring their lunch pail with them to the game, and they're going to slog it out with you for four quarters. We're in for an unbelievably tight ball game, I think, tonight.
North Penn has won 12 straight games since losing their second game of the season to St. Joe's Prep. Their two losses, they were outscored dramatically, 96-0, I believe it was, and in that game against LaSalle College, blew a 21-10 lead in the second half. So they have rebounded. They've put a lot of emphasis on this win streak. They put a lot of emphasis on finding a way. Dick Beck and a lot of the players talking after that St. Joe's game that we were basically left for dead. It was either we have to win or we're not going anywhere this season, and they were able to get back to Hershey Park.
He even admitted to his team that he had lost confidence in that. No, he didn't tell them after that game. That would have been absolutely horrible. But after the LaSalle game, I mean, he came out and was honest with his players and said, look, you know, I really wasn't sure about this season after we lost St. Joe's Prep. We're 1-2 on the season. I wasn't sure where the season was going. This team has rallied tremendously, and I think these two teams, they may not be the flashiest teams. They may not be the most talented teams, but I think in terms of team football, these are the best two teams in the state at the Quad A level. That's why they're here.
Coming up on the pregame show, we will hear from both coaches, Dick Beck from North Penn first, and then Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McNamee. It is the PIAA Quad A State Football Championship game. This is the Mr. Bob Subway pregame show, and you're listening to it live on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communications is your local Sprint Nextel authorized representative. Their number is 695-3401. Located at 1426 North 3rd Street, Midtown Harrisburg, InTouch Communications has the new iPhone 4S, and they provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles. Congratulations to the CD Rams football team and number 8 Dominic Cristillo on a great season. That's InTouch Communications of Midtown Harrisburg.
Getting back to Hershey for the first time since 2003.
Well, thank you very much. We're excited to get the opportunity. You know, it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good, and you know, we got a great opponent in Central Dauphin, and I'm expecting a great game.
These are two teams that come into this game tonight on emotional highs. Of course, Central Dauphin vanquished North Allegheny last week. You guys beat your nemesis in LaSalle College. Do you worry at all about the emotion of this team? I mean, were they able to get refocused and get ready for the task at hand here tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it'll be a factor for both teams. I think both teams, you can see, have a lot of resiliency to them. You know, both of them during the playoffs. You know, I know Central Dauphin has been down during the playoffs in almost every one of their games and have come back to win. And you know, we started the year down, and we came back and kind of got to this point. So, I would expect both teams to be a full throttle tonight.
How were you able to keep that momentum going after that soul-searching moment after that 2-2 start? You lost the tough games to LaSalle and St. Joe's. How were you able to keep the focus of those kids for the last 12 weeks?
Well, I mean, I think we just try to start from the beginning again. And after our second loss to St. Joe's Prep and as poorly as we played, you know, we're trying, you know, you're always still trying to move guys around and get everybody in the right position. And, you know, I think the senior leadership with Corey Aronson, Ralph Reeves, and Dan Gavertz, you know, I think they really, you know, led these guys by example first and, you know, kind of made them better as the year went on.
Reeves is a guy that everybody seems to rally around in your team. How special of a player is he, and how much fun has it been for you to go through the last 4 years with him on your sideline?
Well, like I said, I think everybody should have the opportunity to coach a Ralph Reeves because, you know, not only is he the marquee player and everybody looks at him and he's the focus that everybody thinks about, he's the hardest worker. He's a fantastic leader. He's there every single day. He's positive. He's the first guy to help somebody up. And he's the first guy that's going to be sticking his nose in there making tackles. So, you know, like I said, everybody should get an opportunity to coach someone like Ralph.
Central Dauphin defense has accumulated 75 sacks this season. Pretty aggressive. They average 5 a game. How do you combat their defensive line tonight?
I think we got to mix it up. We can't let them know when we're passing. I think we got to kind of put them on their heels, hopefully, with a mix-up of run and pass. And, you know, I think our guys got to see the blitz coming and be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. How tough of a team is this to scheme for? Because you look at them, they're not flashy. They don't need to score 35 points a game. They just like to play kind of grind it out football, run the ball, play good defense. Seems like this is pretty much looking in the mirror, it seems like, right?
To me, the most difficult part to prepare is, you know, their formations. I mean, they give you just so much, you know, stuff that you don't see all year. You know, plus the, you know, number one. I mean, I don't want to admit blow saying his name. So, but he's, you know,
Isa,
he's an amazing player. I mean, this kid's going to have 100 scholarships next year. And, you know, you could see he plays hard every play on offense and defense. And, you know, I think as a kid, we got to make sure we don't like it behind us. But next thing you know, 5 and 6 will, you know, break up the middle, and their fullback, 38, you know, he'll break a long run like he did against North Allegheny. So, I mean, you really got to play the entire field when you defend Central Dolphin.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for the time. Back with more for this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website is www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
One back here in the pregame show with Central Dolphin head coach Glenn McAmey. Coach, first of all, congratulations on making this game. Give me your thoughts tonight on North Penn. What about them concerns you?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. North Penn is an outstanding football team and an outstanding football program that year in and year out has a clear formula for success. They stick to it, and the kids totally buy into it, and therefore there's a lot of concerns that we have about their team.
These are two teams that really had to figure out ways to win games. North Penn struggled early in the season. You guys were just winning close games all year long. What is the deciding factor in this game tonight? Is it your defense again? Is it the fact that Brandon Lavia has come up with a big play in the big spot? Is it special teams? Give me your thoughts on what you think might give you guys the edge tonight.
Well, you know, there's an awful lot of analysis that could be done, and there's a lot of factors that matter a great deal, but this is a different kind of a stage here. It's a different kind of a deal, and it's kind of unpredictable how everybody involved handles this kind of a stage. I think each team has its own formula. The team that really sticks with what got them here and doesn't depart from that under these circumstances, I think it's going to be a team that's most successful tonight.
What was your week like? Walk us through the week here. Tell me what it was like around the school, community, everything in practice. Was there a different vibe at practice? You mentioned to us on Saturday that the team really started to focus on North Penn right after that North Allegheny win.
Yeah, our kids have done a great job this year of taking things one week at a time and really focusing on the task at hand, the team that we play next. And they've done it this week despite, you know, a lot of things going on. We're very blessed at Central Dolphin to have such a very supportive community, a community that's really come alive this week in support of this team.
Three of the guys in your team, Drew Scales, Brandon Lavia, Zadie Esau, all underclassmen. How much of a learning experiences is this for them? I mean, it's the biggest game they're going to play to their career to date in their career, but also a pretty big learning experience for them to get in this game.
Yeah, those three are great friends, and it's a friendship that makes each one better. They help each other, raise each other up, and you know, they've helped each other throughout this year, and it's very special for them. But those are the kind of kids, they don't make it about themselves, and that's the beauty of those three. It's about the team.
You've got a coaching staff, too. George Landis, Fort Chapman, a couple of guys, Steve Stoner, that have all been through the district championships and the playoffs and everything. How much have you relied on them this week to help get you through this?
Well, you know, you mentioned three. It's not limited to those guys. We have some other guys that have a variety of experience in games like this, and I'm smart enough to know that there's people that know a lot more than I do. So we had some great coaching staff meetings this week. Everybody got a chance to lay their thoughts out on the table, and we're better for it.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for the time. Back with more for this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Italian Delight at 4151 Lingolstown Road in Harrisburg specializes in Italian cuisine, pizza, strombolis, and many other pasta entrees. Italian Delight is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 9. Carryout, catering, and gift certificates are available. Their number is 545-1116. Italian Delight, proud sponsors of the Rams Tuesday night special teams football meetings. Good luck, Rams.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. Quad A championship game, North Penn and Central Dauphin moments away from kickoff here. Let's take a quick look at how these teams, Brian Kaiser, got here. North Penn, they navigated District 1. They vanquished LaSalle College a week ago. Let's take a look at how they got here.
They started off the season really struggling out of the gate. Lost their opening game to LaSalle, 44-27. And after beating Lansdale Catholic, lost to St. Joe's Prep and their tremendous quarterback, Skylar Morningweg, 51-33. And at that point, the real concern for North Penn was their secondary. They were just getting toasted on a regular basis in the secondary. They've done a great job of shoring that up. They got healthy. The next week after St. Joe's Prep, maybe the key game for them, because they played a Central Buck South team, very solid squad, a team that really, if they lose that game, there may not have been any coming back. They go out, beat them 28-14. They get on a run. They start rolling through the playoffs at that point. When they hit the playoffs, it was a 48-21 win over Westchester Ruston, a 21-7 win over Neshaminy, 27-3 over Pensbury, and a couple of those teams were lower seeds because North Penn came in as the 11th seed in the District 1 playoffs, and because the seeding just went nutty down there, they actually had a couple of home games there, and then the District 1 championship game, they were able to knock off Council Rock South 34-14, and last week able to vanquish their demons by able to beat that LaSalle College team 21-14 in a game that they had their chances to actually make that a little bit more of a spread, but they weren't able to pull away in that game. They fought hard, able to hold on and win that game.
And their defense in the 12-game winning streak, only allowing 107 yards on the ground and 127 through the air. They average giving up 99 yards through the air and 108 on the season. So their defense has been very stout this season. And Central Dauphin, admittedly, has not run the ball well the last 2 weeks. They've got enough out of the running game, but that's a matchup to watch tonight.
That's going
to
be a huge matchup because Central Dauphin, I think they really have to find some success in the running game to be able to allow Brandon Lavia to use play action and use that threat of the run to open some things up in the passing game. CD does not have really burners on the outside at receiver. Bobby Schaefer has done a good job in stepping forward during the playoffs and providing a very comfortable go-to receiver outside of Zaid Issa when they've tried to go to the wide receivers. But this is a Central Dauphin team that it is imperative. They have got to find a way to run the football. If they don't, they could be in for a very long game.
Take a look at the Rams, their road to get here. 14-1 this season, the District 3 champions. They themselves have a winning streak of their own. They're here for the first time in school history tonight.
And they started things off just showing exactly what the season was going to be like. Overtime game against Manheim Township. They win that one 28-21, followed up by the one loss on the schedule, Bishop McDevitt. Yeah, they got blown out. No matter what my broadcast partner said on the air on PCN, thinking that they would win last night. It was a close game last night, though, wasn't it?
Like, yes.
52-0?
Wood barely covered.
Okay.
Yeah, they barely covered.
There you go. But McDevitt beat the Central Dauphin team back in week two, 20-13. And then after that, they got on a roll. And you know you're on a roll when part of that roll includes a win over Cumberland Valley. That was a 17-7 game back on October 7th. Continued that role in the playoffs with a 30-0 shutout over their sister school, CD East. You had a 35-32 win over a very explosive Cedar Cliff team that was hot at the time. A come-from-behind win over Central York, 28-21. Then it was Wilson in the District 3 championship game where they were able to get the 24-21 victory there. And then last week, as we had for you, just like that Wilson game, it was just a very exciting performance. And down to the wire, and the game-winning field goal from Evan Brandis gave them a 23-20 win. This team in the playoffs, if you look at their last four games, I'm surprised that Coach McNamee hasn't lost all of his hair, that the entire staff hasn't had to prop him up and have things attached to him, because they have tested his will to live at this point. Because they just continue to get into those close game after close game after close game, but they found a way to win every single time. This team knows how to win football games, and that experience of playing in those close games and being able to gut them out in all sorts of different ways the last 4 weeks is going to serve them well if this game goes down to the wire.
Rams come into this game tonight averaging 324 yards of total offense. They get the majority of that, 212.3 to be exact, on the ground. The championship officials for tonight's game, Alan Marcy's the umpire, Ryan Novosel, the line judge, Dennis Kapelic, the side judge, Mark Syke is the referee, Sean Baker, the linesman, William Boehner Jr. is the field judge, and Joe Catanisi, the back judge.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this team. We'll start with North Penn. Their quarterback is Corey Ernst. He's a guy that you're going to have to keep an eye on, because even though this team likes to pound the ball on the ground, he's a guy who has thrown on the season for over 2,000 yards passing. At running backs, Kyle Mayfield, James Fielder are the listed starters, but they will rotate different backs. Mayfield is a guy who, though, on the season has run for over 1,300 yards. Wide receivers are Dan Gewurz and Eddie Pasevich. It is Ralph Reeves at tight end. He will also come in to run short yardage as a fullback. Offensive line is a great one. John Garland, Trevor Price, T.J. Smink, George Shipp, and Josh Cook across the offensive line for North Penn. That is their offense. Central Dolphins defense that they'll send up against these guys. It'll be the defensive line, Nate Hamilton. You'll also see Arthur Lewis there at defensive end. Evan Schwann will be on the other side. It'll be Zach Wilk. He'll be inside along with either Nick Gillick or Tyler Cook. The linebacker, Zaid Issa, has been very, very dominant on the defensive side from the outside backer, as well as Daylon Russo. It'll be Adam Hollinger as well as Ben Mosey on the insides. The secondary, Drew Scales at one corner. David Loudermilk will get the other start. Jordan Bowman will be at free safety. When the Rams have the football, it'll be Brandon Lavia at quarterback. 14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Not exactly numbers that you would say, wow, but at the same time, if you've watched Lavia over the last couple weeks, you are saying wow, because you know that he can get the job done in the clutch, and that's what you need out of a quarterback when you're playing for a state championship. Zaid Issa, Drew Scales, the running backs, between the two of them, you've got Issa, who's got some power and also speed, and Scales is just electric with the moves he can put on. Adam Hollinger is the fullback. The wide receivers are Sam Adams and Bobby Schaefer. Schaefer's the guy who has had the bulk of the catches from the receiving corps over the last couple weeks, a trusted receiver for Lavia. Jesse Myers is the tight end. Offensive line of Evan Schwann, Arthur Lewis, Nate Gillick, Nick Green, and Zach Wilk from left to right tackle. That group is going to have a hard task ahead of them tonight, because on defense for North Penn, it's Shane Watson, Josh Cook, Derek Brandt, George Shipp on the defensive line. Linebackers of Matt Smith, Luke Tilger, flanking Ralph Reeves, strong safety Danny Wynn, free safety Chris Atkins, and the corners are Steve Gozer and Dan Gewurz.
Quick weather note, it is very cold here tonight. It's a little breezy, and there is snow coming down right now at Hershey Park Stadium. The two teams are out on the field. Central Dolphin will be the away team in this contest. They're decked out in their home, or rather away white uniforms with green pants and, of course, the green and white Ram logo helmet, North Penn. And they're all dark navy blue with the Tar Heel blue numbers and helmets. As we will get set here for kickoff tonight, this game, I mean, you said it in our first segment, this is going to be a very tight game tonight.
Very tight game. Mirror images, and in mirror image games, so many times, turnovers, special teams. Those are the two main areas that I think you really have to keep an eye on. Teams that commit turnovers deep in their own territory, that's easy scoring opportunities. And when teams are as closely matched as these two teams are tonight, that may be something that helps determine things. Also, look in the special teams, because Drew Scales especially has shown the capability of doing some fabulous things, and Nate Hamilton always a threat to block punts and kicks.
X factor for each team. You mentioned, I think, the one you're going to say for CD anyway, Scales. He was the one that had the big conversion last week against North Allegheny. He's the guy that they call upon in third down situations in the return game.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt for me. It's Scales, because they're going to be looking for Issa. And I think North Allegheny last week, they were keying on Issa so hard that the game plan, and wisely so, focused on Scales. And because of that, Scales had a very solid game. I think offensively for CD, he's the X factor. For North Penn, I think offensively, the X factor for them, they run the ball so well, I think it's actually their passing game. Because I don't think they're going to be able to run over CD. Nobody else has really been able to run over CD, and I'd be shocked if this is a team that is the first who's going to be able to do it. So I think Dan Givert's, with his speed and his ability on the outside, being a trusted receiving threat for Corey Ernst in the passing game, I think Givert's trying to match up on the outside and trying to provide some spark in the passing game is going to be the X factor for North Penn on the offensive side.
Captains for North Penn, Shane Watson and Ralph Reeves, the tight end, Dan Givert's, and also the center, TJ Smink. They're about to make their way out to midfield where they will meet Central Dauphin captains Jesse Myers, Evan Brandis, and also Zach Wilk.
And on the defensive side now, Eric, Zach Wilk, you just mentioned, he's a guy I want to point out. Because Wilk is a guy, is, I think, against the running game, you're going to get great play from the backers. And I think this team for Central Dauphin with Schwanna Hamilton on the outsides, Issa and Russo on outside backers, and the ends, you're going to have guys step up in the middle. And Wilk is the guy that North Penn is most worried about and trying to move him out of the way. 6'5", 275-pound senior defensive tackle. He's a guy who's going to be right on the nose most of the game. His presence inside is going to be essential for Central Dauphin to shut down North Penn in the running game.
13 tackles a week ago against North Allegheny, backed up by Zaid Issa and Dalen Russo, who had 10 apiece. The Rams defense has 75 sacks coming into this game tonight. They had two last week against North Allegheny.
And for North Penn, I really think at this point, the guys who are the big key for them in this game defensively are actually going to be the strong safety, Danny Wynn, and the outside backers, Matt Smith and Luke Tilger. Because those guys, as a threesome, they have to be the guys who end up, in most cases, probably picking up coverage on Issa when he comes out and spreads wide to be a receiver. And also for Scales, when he gets out in the flat, those guys are going to be important because those are the players who can really do some damage for Central Dauphin.
North Penn deferred. Central Dauphin will get the ball, and they will get it when we come back from Hershey Park Stadium, kickoff of the Quad A state title game. It's North Penn and Central Dauphin, and it will come your way next on WMSS and PennLive.com.
The number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
One week ago, after a grueling fight with Western powerhouse North Allegheny, the Central Dauphin Rams put themselves in position to make school history with just one kick.
The snap, the kick, it's away, and it is good! And Central Dauphin has won the Western Final and will go to play for the PIAA State Championship next Saturday night against North Penn. The Rams win it 23-20 on a 22-yard field goal from Evan Brandis.
It has all come down to this. At 14-1, the Central Dauphin Rams have reached a height that no other Rams team has attained, a state championship game berth. Led on their way by a stingy, hard-nosed defense that has stiffened when they've needed to make a stand and have been opportunistic when a momentum-changing turnover was needed. By a pounded-out offense that can run over teams when the ground game is the chosen method of movement, but can hit the explosive play in the passing game when the opponent stacks the line. And by a special teams unit that has affected playoff games with timely blocks and scintillating returns. Just one obstacle remains for the Rams in their quest for state gold, traditional Eastern-powered North Penn. The Knights are 13-2 with a style that rivals Central Dauphin for their blue-collar mentality. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. It's a physical battle where only the strongest will survive. It's the PIAA State Quad A Football Championship, and it's time to play. The Central Dauphin Rams, the North Penn Knights, the battle for the title starts now.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. Kickoff between North Penn and Central Dauphin here just moments away. As we mentioned before the timeout, Central Dauphin will get the ball after North Penn deferred. The weather here, it is snowing, and the wind is blowing as we see it from left to right. So it's going out towards the scoreboard if you're familiar with Hershey Park Stadium. The Rams will actually operate into the wind here for the first quarter. And back deep to receive the kickoff tonight will be Drew Scales near hash. And awaiting on the far hash is Zaid Issa. Glenn McNamee opting to switch up his return men. Issa in place of Andrew Bergwin on the opening kickoff. Kick will come from left to right. And doing the kicking tonight for North Penn is Brandon Mandis, the 5'10 junior. with the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, and Scales and Esau waiting at their own five. The PIAA Quad A state title game between Central Dauphin and North Penn is underway. Kickoff will be an end-over-end that will go towards the near sideline where Scales takes it, pinned up right on the sideline. Gets across the 20, the 25, out to the outside, 30, 35, and then is driven out of bounds right around the 36-yard line.
And immediately you see the value of having dangerous return men like Drew Scales back there to return. They actually kicked it away from Zaid Issa. I think that's more of a mistake than anything else. Zaid Issa had a great block in front of Scales to help free him up, and he got up the sideline and gets excellent fielding position to start off for the Rams offense.
Brandon Lavia has not lost the game as starting quarterback this season for the Rams. They got two to the right, one to the left on first and 10 from the 37. First play of the ball game here. It's a direct snap to Schaefer. Throws it out far side to Scales. That pass is going to go over Scales' head and out of bounds. That'll bring up second down and 10.
Try to get tricky early, and Schaefer's a guy who, when Lavia did not start the first two games of the season, it was Schaefer who started. They give him an opportunity on sort of a trick play early. North Penn ready for it, prepared, and the ball, I think, slipped out of the hands of Schaefer. That's something to keep an eye on, because the Central Dauphin struggles to run the football. A little bit slick ball into the wind. Going to be difficult to get the passing game established.
Myers the tight end lined up wide near side. Rams shift all over the place. They send Adams and Schaefer far side. It's Issa near side. Shotgun for Lavia. Issa in motion. They give it to him. He tries to bump to the outside. Gets across the line of scrimmage. And is going to be stopped right around the 40-yard line. And I'll bring up third down and 7 with 11:40 here. Just underway in the first quarter.
Just a staple play, though, for Central Dauphin. Sending your man in motion from the outside, handing him the football and allowing him to see what he can find around the wing. Good job by North Penn. Able to shut him down to the outside, not allow him a bounce out lane, force him to turn back into where they had some coverage.
Two left, one right. Issa slot near side. Scales in the backfield with Lavia, stands in the shotgun. On third and 7, Lavia, they go delay. Scales gets it. Across the 40, cuts to the outside, cuts to the outside again at midfield at the 50, the 45, the 40, 35, and then tackled and falls forward at the 30-yard line of first down, and a late flag comes in from the side judge after the first down pickup into North Penn territory by Drew Scales.
But there's your X factor right there, a 30-yard pickup for Drew Scales on a very safe play. Draw play, you already saw on first down, the ball might be a little bit slick because of the conditions right now. Throwing into the wind might be a little bit more dangerous to do in the early going. Hand the ball to a guy who can make a play, and Drew Scales just does that. He goes to the right side, sees something there, bounces, finds a different ways to go, picks up a huge first down.
It's going to be a first down, but the personal foul is a dead ball personal foul on the Rams. So it is a first down for Scales, but the ball is going to be walked back to the 45-yard line of North Penn. So CD will stay in North Penn territory at the 45 with 11:04 to go.
Still positive gain, though, of 15 yards in the play, even with the penalty. And it doesn't cost them anything more than just some field position. It's still first and 10.
One left, two right. Issa goes in motion away from us. On first down, they hand it off to Issa, trying to bounce to the outside. Hollander could not get the block, and Issa's going to fall forward and pick up about a yard as he dove for the stick. Quick note about that weather. We mentioned the snow falling. They're going into the snow, Central Dauphin is. There's a bit of a glaze on the field as the snow is, it's not steady, but it's coming down at a pretty decent rate here. It's not heavy either, but just enough to make that turf that has had three games on it already today, and it's very cold out there, pretty slick.
Yeah, it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on. Great job on that play from North Penn. Continuing to string that play out, and Chris Aiken on the outside makes a stop.
On second and 10, so no gain for Issa. He goes in motion again. Lavia will go handoff this time to Hollinger, the fullback. He turns upfield, and he's met right at the 40-yard line and will be stopped there after a pickup of 5. That'll bring up third down and 5 with 10:46 to go here in the first quarter.
He's a guy who doesn't really get a lot of publicity, but a guy who anytime he touches the football seems like he does some really good things. Adam Hollinger, 5'10", 208 pounds, runs really hard when he gets the football. Nice job by the offensive line on that left side, being able to clear some room for him to just power forward.
Early, big third down here for the Rams. They go spread two each way. Shotgun for Lavia, Hollinger to his right. Pumps his leg, takes the snap, rolls out to the far side. Will throw it, far side, passes over, shot. Issa, the intended receiver, and that'll bring up fourth down with 10:11 to go in the first quarter.
That's a good thing that pass was overthrown, because there was a guy standing right there, had his hands all ready to catch that football. That was the free safety, Chris Akins, who read that play immediately, stepped in front of Issa. If that ball is thrown on the money, it's an interception for North Penn. Ball overthrown actually ends up benefiting Central Dauphin, a chance to pin them deep with the punt.
Cody Hart's little punt, he was so good last week in that game against North Allegheny. Aside from the one punt that set up the Tigers, he gets away a spiraling kick that's going to hit at, it's going to go out of bounds actually, right over the 15, depending on spot. Officials are going to say it's out of bounds at the 17. So that's where North Penn's going to start, first and 10, with 10:03 to go in the first quarter, and North Penn with their first opportunity here on offense.
I'd like to thank one of our sponsors here on WMSS today for bringing you this game. It's CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, across from the CD Middle School, family-owned and operated. Dine-in, take-out, delivery options, and catering available at CD Pizza.
First and 10 for North Penn. They come out of the huddle. Corey Ernst, the quarterback, has thrown 25 touchdowns this season for North Penn and Dick Beck's offense. They send a receiver out far side. I formation behind Ernst on first and 10 from the 17. Ernst surveys the options now. Takes a snap, quick throw out to the far side. It's Gewurz. Gewurz across the 25, and he's tackled up near the first down marker at the 27-yard line.
And Gewurz is going to be a tough matchup today because Central Dauphin is going to have to put so much concentration at the line of scrimmage. This Knights team, they come up to the line of scrimmage. They have tight line splits for their offensive linemen, and every single time they come up, they look like they're just going to try to pound it right at you. So you have to put extra players in the box. It's going to put those defensive backs, those corners, out on an island where they're out having to make one-on-one tackles, and they don't even have to bother this time. Double tight end formation, nobody at receiver.
It is a first down for North Penn after the pickup of 11. Ernst under center, eye formation behind him. Nothing fancy for this Knights offense. They give it to Mayfield. Mayfield across the 30 and up across the 35, and is tackled by Esau across the 35 and at the 37.
He just kept following his blockers, and they kept peeling off different Rams players. And eventually, there was enough room. They are going to give a first down, even though he is a good yard shy. The head referee is moving them forward, I guess in a way that's an advantage for Central Dauphin. But he was a good yard shy, and they just looked across the field and said, yep, close enough, move him forward.
First and 10 from the central, from the North Penn, rather, 37-yard line, as the Knights now have a split backfield behind Ernst, two receivers far side. Ernst on first down, surveys his options, takes a snap. Keeps on the keeper, tries to get around the far end. Gets across the 45 into Central Dauphin territory. Picks up another North Penn first down and driven out of bounds at the 41-yard line of the Rams.
That's a raucous crowd on this side for North Penn. They travel well. Central Dauphin has a lot of people here. North Penn, though, on their first possession of the game, did a good job of containment on the outside runs. This time for Central Dauphin, they didn't do so good of a job. Some good blocking by the receivers outside. Defensive back on the outside took the wrong route. He tried to cut inside. Quarterback Ernst bounces outside. Nobody there for containment and huge play.
22-yard pickup for Ernst and North Penn. First and 10 from the CD 41 with 8:59 to go in the first quarter. Receiver near side and an I formation behind Ernst. He gives it to Mayfield. Mayfield is met at the line and is driven back at the line of scrimmage. May have lost a yard in the play as a slew of Rams led by that interior line that time. Ben Mosey, the inside linebacker, also in there on the stop.
Well, that's exactly what you need, though. You need linebacker support. The guys up front are going to have to do a good job of evening out the offensive line. And when they do that, that allows the linebackers to come up and fill holes. Those inside backers especially. You got Mosey and Hollinger being the guys who are inside backers. They've got to fill and run support extremely well tonight. Read those running backs and fill the holes they're trying to find.
Gave Ernst a yard. It's second and 9 from the 40. Three receivers near side. Now man of motion. Gewurz away from us. They give it to him out of the snap. Gewurz twist and turn, and he falls his way forward close to another North Penn first down, down at the 31-yard line.
He's going to be shy by a yard or two, though, with the spot. They're going to actually mark him down at the 33. That could have been a much bigger play, but he just sort of lost his balance on the way around. Central Dauphin a little bit caught off balance that time. The strength of the formation all to the right, and then they bring the slot man, the closest guy to the line of scrimmage, to those players, back the other way, give him the handoff. Central Dauphin had over-adjusted.
Third and 2 from the Rams, 33, with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Backs are split behind Ernst. They actually go full house backfield this time. And the handoff on the slip on third down is going to be well shy. It was Reeves, Ralph Reeves, the 6-foot senior. Check that, James Fielder, the 5'10 senior on the carry, and he is going to slip and lose a couple yards. That'll force North Penn to punt here with 7:15 to go in the first quarter.
And that's going to be something to keep an eye on all game. The turf with the precipitation coming down plays a factor in being able to stop this drive, at least momentarily, for North Penn. They try to go outside instead of going right at the play, and North Penn, with a fourth down and 5, calls timeout. Gives us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors. Thank you to Ted's Bar and Grill at 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's. Post-game celebrations in the Rams Den at Ted's. They have live music after 9:30 on Saturday nights, and Monday night is Wings Night at Ted's Bar and Grill.
Now, this is where Dick Beck, and this is what he's done all season long, Brian. Their offense for North Penn actually was still out on the field on the fourth down and 5 here. Dick Beck called timeout to go over some things. The Central Dolphin coaches are seated to our left here in the press box, and they were yelling out to the unit on the field, or down to the field on the coaches, or on the far sideline, to be alert that they still had the offense out on the field. And it looks like North Penn is going to try to pick this first down up here on fourth and 5.
Well, they have done a good job so far on this drive of being able to dominate the line of scrimmage. Really, if you throw the slip out of the equation here, they've only had one play where they haven't picked up exactly how many yards they have to pick up here on this fourth down play. So they feel that they have some ability to run the ball, and because of what happened the last time, I would look probably quick kick here with the formation they're running here.
Two left, one right. They spread them out here on fourth and 5. Man in motion towards us. Snap to Ernst. Ernst is going to roll out near side. Pressure coming from Esau. He gets blocked. Ernst lofts it down the field for Gewurz, and the pass is knocked away by Jordan Bowman at the goal line. Great coverage by Jordan Bowman. Rams get the turnover on downs with 6:48 to go. They will take over at the 36.
That's what a free safety's job is. Read the quarterback's eyes, flow with him, be aware of where the dangerous receivers may be, and when the quarterback throws the football, break on the football and get there first. Every single one of those things done to perfection on the play by Jordan Bowman.
6:48 to go, first quarter, scoreless here from Hershey Park Stadium as Central Dolphin and North Penn. This will be the Rams' second series now, and we're going to step aside for a timeout. 6:48 to go, first quarter. Back with more from Hershey Park Stadium after this on PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communications is your local Sprint Nextel authorized representative. Their number is 695-3401. Located at 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg, InTouch Communications has the new iPhone 4S, and they provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles. Congratulations to the CD Rams football team and number 8 Dominic Cristillo on a great season. That's InTouch Communications of Midtown Harrisburg.
Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. Rams have it first and 10 from their own 36 with 6:48 to go after the nice stop on defense. They got two receivers near side. Now Scales goes in motion away from us. They give it to Hollinger, the fullback. Hollinger will pick up 2, and that'll bring up second down and 8. Do you question Dick Beck's motives there on 4th and 5 to go for it?
Yep.
We're in CD territory, but
yes,
early in the game, 4th and 5 there.
Yes. And the reason is because it's a championship game. But this is what he's done all season long. He trusts his offense. He thinks that they're going to pick up the first down. He trusts that they're going to be able to do that. Great job by Central Dolphin of covering the short passes that forced them to try to pick up the big one down the field.
Two left, one right. Man in motion, Scales. They give it to him on the sweep. Scales is going to be corralled across the 40 and up to the 43, where he picks up 5. And that'll bring up third down for the Rams here as we have 6 minutes even to go in this first quarter in the field now. We mentioned that light glaze of snow. You can actually see footprints on the field, the tracks that, as both teams do business between the hash marks here. And that's something, again, we're going to keep an eye on the rest of the game.
I think this affects Central Dauphin, honestly, a little bit more than it does North Penn. North Penn wants to be a lot more downhill running. Central Dauphin likes to go wide. That affects that a little bit more.
Four receivers, two each way. Lavia shotgun, Hollinger to his right. On third down and three, a short drop. Lavia's going to loft it down the field for Eason. He's going to overshoot him. Good coverage that time. He did have a nice throw on there, but Eason just looked like could not get his footing off the ball to get downfield quick enough to get underneath that pass.
You have to be able to read what's going on the field in terms of how fast a guy breaks down the field. There's good coverage on the play. He had a man with him the entire way down the field. Excellent coverage that time. I think it was Bobby McDonald who was tracking him and also bumped him as he's running down the field, not allowing Easter to get back to the inside where the ball was going to be thrown.
Cody Hartzell will punt for the second time tonight with 5.5 minutes to go. Gewirtz is back deep to receive for North Penn. He stands right around his 23 rather, as he works his way back now. Hartzell awaits the snap. It's a snap, clean snap. Hartzell gets away, spiral that will hit around the 30-yard line and then go to Gewirtz's hands, and he's going to be stopped right around the 24-yard line. That's where North Penn will take over on its second possession with 5:20 to go here in the first quarter, and we're still scoreless.
And a big thank you out to the Rams Touchdown Club for helping us bring this game and also the rest of the games. It wouldn't be without the help of those folks over there with... We wouldn't have been able to bring any of these games to you. And they would like to pass along that the administration, teachers, and staff at Central Dauphin High School, they want to congratulate the Rams football team on an outstanding season. Go Rams.
First and 10 from the 24 for North Penn. They attack the end zone to our right. Receiver near side, I formation behind Ernst. Ernst waits, takes a snap. Mayfield gets it across the 25. Stopped there as Hollinger and a bunch of others. Dalen Russo and Ben Mosey also in on the stop that time along with Nate Hamilton for the Rams.
And I want to point out Hollinger because he didn't really get the stop that time, but he's the guy who really made that play. He was getting pushed back. And on a field like this, very difficult. And once you get started backwards by a player who continues their block, it's so hard to make that momentum change. And he was able to get low, thought about leverage, got low, and when he did that, it pushed his blocker right into the running back, and that helped stop the play.
To left, I formation behind Ernst on 2nd and 7 from the 27. Ernst waits, takes a snap. Quick throw out to the far side to Gewirtz, and Gewirtz could not handle it. Ball's loose on the field. Rams dive for it, and they're going to roll it incomplete. Good heads-up play that time by Tyler Cook to go after it for Central Dauphin, but the referee's saying that pass incomplete.
I didn't see exactly where he threw the football from, but I'd love to see the replay on that one. But most of the time when you have a play like that where the ball's thrown in the flat and it's close, the referees, without the use of replay, will err side of caution. They will call that an incomplete pass most of the time.
4:31 to go, first quarter. Third down and 7. North Penn has it on their own 27. Man in motion away from us. They give it to him on the sweep around the far end. He's going to be stopped shy of the first down. And on the carry that time for the Knights was Taylor Everett, the 5'8 senior wide receiver running back.
And a tremendous job in the secondary for Central Dauphin by Drew Scales and Jordan Bowman, who combined on the stop. They had to come up and make that play. Otherwise, it's going to be a first down. Instead, fourth down and 1, North Penn. You would expect that they will punt the ball away, especially with the conditions. You don't want to have a slip, force your hand, and give the ball back to Central Dauphin in a bad place on the field for you.
And his punts, Drew Scales standing right around his 28 to receive this one. And we have a stoppage here.
It's going to be a delay of game. And I'm going to tell you what ended up happening there. There was one person missing from the coverage team for North Penn. And coming onto the field late for them for North Penn, that would have been Taylor Everett. So he comes on. He's got to get between the hashes, and he didn't understand what Coach Beck was trying to do. And by the time he started moving that direction, the play clock had run out.
For the 5-yard penalty, as a spiral gets away from Mendes, and Scales will field it clean gets across the 35, up to the 40, and across the 40 to the 43-yard line. And that's where Central Dauphin will start its third possession with 3:29 to go here in the first quarter. And we are still scoreless as the Rams on this possession, as they have done for the first quarter, will attack the end zone to our left.
Like to welcome another sponsor, a new one here this week, Italian Delight. They're at 4151 Linglestown Road. They have Italian cuisine, pizza, and stromboli. That's Italian Delight.
So the Rams here, these two teams, Brian, look like they're, in a way, sort of feeling each other out. Central Dauphin's going to have to try to come up with something here as they don't get away from their playbook here. They're going to try to run what they want to run, which is Lavia's shotgun and 3-4 wide receiver sets. They have three on the field now on this first down play. They get it out of the shotgun. They hand it off to Scales. Scales across midfield into North Penn territory and down to the 48-yard line where he is close to a Rams first down with 3:19 to play in the first quarter.
He's the most dangerous player on the field for Central Dauphin right now. He's the guy that really looks comfortable out there in the footing. And I think you got to take advantage of that. Find other ways, not just in the running game, to get him the football. Maybe a dump out to him out in the flat. Something to get him in space where he doesn't have to worry about those big uglies inside. And maybe somebody misses the block and they can make the play. Get Scales the football in space. Good things will probably happen.
Bobby Schaefer and Zayde Issa to the far side. Lavia under center this time on second and one. They hand it off. Scales will have the first down across the 40 to the 38 of North Penn.
And that's short yardage running, and they give the ball to a guy who's 155 pounds. But he's a very good short yardage runner. You wouldn't expect that based on his size, but at 5'8", has such a great feel for where the hole is opening. That time, there is pressure to the inside, bounces it just off the end, around the tight end, and able to pick up enough yardage for the first down.
Schaefer and Issa far side, Scales near side. Shotgun for Lavia. Now Scales in motion away from us on first down. They will give it to, on the reverse, to Issa. He's going to be stopped after a pickup of three that time. They gave it to Scales, who handed it off to Issa on the reverse. You know, you mentioned that downhill running that North Penn likes. In this situation of Scales, 155 pounds, a lot lighter. That momentum might not pull him forward a little bit running the ball. They're relying on him a lot here early in this game.
As they should, I think, right now. He's going to be the guy, especially with his footwork to begin with. If he's comfortable out there, he can make somebody miss, especially with the footing. And if he does, it could be a touchdown.
Wing right, tight left, two receivers far side. They give it out of the shotgun to Issa. He ducks his head, and he's going to try to fight his way across the 35. And he's going to be stopped right at the 35. Pick up a two, and that'll bring up with 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. A third down situation for the Rams.
I think this is a really good down and distance. With Scales coming back in the game, I think this is a good time to dump the ball to him out of the backfield and see if he can make something miss. It's exactly what happened on their key drive, the game-winning drive last week, where they dumped the ball to him a couple times, gave him opportunities to make plays, and he did that. Let's see if they do that here.
Wing right, tight left, two receivers far side. Shotgun for Lavia, Scales to his right. On third down, Lavia rolls out far side. He's going to get under pressure, spin away. Still working, tries to bounce to the outside, and he's going to be stopped just over the 35 to 34, and well short of the first down. The Rams will have to punt with 55 seconds to go in the quarter.
Do they have to punt, though? I mean, I would, but you're in that sort of iffy range where you're close enough. The offense still out there right now. They haven't budged.
They're going to go for it. They're going for it.
I mean, what do you get out of a punt at this point unless your punter is actually able to pin them deep? And also, what happens if there's a bad snap with the wet ball? Then you've got a disaster. So they're going to go for it here.
First time the Rams will go for it on fourth down tonight. Two near side, one far side. Lavia in the shotgun, Hollinger to his right, to his left. They give it? Nope. Lavia has it. Going to throw it downfield for Issa. He's going to overshoot him. There is contact as Issa and the defender get mixed up. It was Gewurz, incidental, as they ran into each other at the 5-yard line. That one overshot, and North Penn will take over with 11 seconds to go in the quarter.
There was nothing incidental about that contact. That was intentional contact from Zayde Issa to try to draw a foul because that ball was way overthrown on the play. And there's just not a connection right now with the deep ball of Lavia off with the touch at this point. Could be the weather a little bit. Could be the adrenaline pumping through him right now. Could just be the fact that you got a state championship game against a very tough defense, and you're trying to make that perfect pass.
First and 10 from the North Penn 34. Knights attack the end zone to our right. Receiver far side. Wing near side. I formation behind Ernst on first and 10. Ernst takes his time. We'll hand it off to the fullback fielder, and he's going to pick up two, maybe three, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 12 minutes in the books. Scoreless here between North Penn and Central Dauphin. This is the Quad A PIAA State Football Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website is www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, scoreless after one quarter of play in the Quad A championship game between North Penn and Central Dauphin. And let's go to Steve Leedy.
Yeah, I got the yardage totals in the first quarter for North Penn, 46 on the ground, 11 through the air, 57 yards. Central Dauphin, no yards passing, but they do have 68 yards on the ground. And most of that, Drew Scales, four carries, 53 yards to this point.
And he's going to be the guy. He's the one who looks comfortable in the offensive game plan right now. He's the guy who looks like he is going to be the guy they're going to have to lean on, because Lavia's struggling throwing the football. East is struggling to run the football right now. But the defense has really steadied a little bit. Let's see in this second quarter if either team's able to open things up or even willing to open things up.
Receiver near side, I formation on play action. Ernst goes back to pass, freezes at CD defense. Pressure coming from Adams, and then he dumps the pass off to Reeves, and he is going to be shoved out of bounds by Zach Wilk. And a late flag is going to come in on the sideline. They're going to get, looks like, Wilk for a late hit out of bounds. That's going to be the second personal foul against Central Dauphin in this contest as we're just underway here in the second quarter.
Big mistake, too, because you can't afford that right now in a game like this, where you've got two teams that are just not being able to do much on the offensive side of the football. And the personal foul against Central Dauphin, instead of having a third down and long, now you've got a first down for North Penn into Central Dauphin territory.
It's almost like last week all over again with the personal fouls early in the game. We saw seven, eight of them last week. Central Dauphin had a couple. North Allegheny had the rest. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a backbreaker for the Rams. Is North Penn's going to have it in Central Dauphin territory.
And how big were some of those penalties last week to hurt North Allegheny? We'll see if this one ends up hurting Central Dauphin.
First and 10 from the CD 48. North Penn attack in the end zone to our left. Man of motion is Reeves. He goes towards us. They give it to Mayfield. Mayfield will slip across the 45, and that's where he's going to be stopped after a pickup of three. And that'll bring up second down and seven for the Knights with 11:40 to go until halftime. We are scoreless here in the Quad A state title game.
Just a power play to the left where they bring pulling players over, have him barrel forward, and just find whatever room they can. And actually Central Dauphin did a good job of holding that to just a three-yard gain as they're checking on Zaid Issa's helmet at this point. They had a little problem with that. Gives us an opportunity to thank another one of our fine sponsors here, Mr. Bob Subway. Allentown Boulevard, West Hanover Township, also on East Main Street in Hummelstown, and also on Route 39 in Hanover Township. Party subs, party platters, and cookie platters at Mr. Bob's Subways.
Esai gets his helmet fixed. North Penn sideline wanted him to have to come out for a play that time, but the official let him fix it, and North Penn will have it second down and seven at the CD 45. They'll send two receivers far side. Backs are split behind Ernst. Ernst appeared to be changing the play. Talk to his backs. Waits. Takes a snap. Hand off. Nope, keeps. Keeps trying to get around the far end. Ernst will get around that far end, and Wilk's going to track him down from behind. He's going to be just shy of the North Penn first down with 11 minutes to go until halftime.
The guy who makes the big block on that play is huge right tackle John Garland, 6'4", 320-pound senior over there. He's matched up on that play against Evan Schwann and absolutely caved in the corner. When you get a seal block like that on the option play, it forces the secondary to try to have to find some way to come up and stop players one-on-one. They weren't able to do that until North Penn was able to pick up all but the first down, a yard shy, and Issa continues to have trouble with that helmet.
Yeah, he and Scales are working on something, it looks like, in the face mask as the equipment team will come out for the Rams. They're going to try to give Zade another helmet, but he was able to get this one fixed again. Looks like he was having trouble either with the chin strap or something on the face mask. Tough to tell. Either way, North Penn will have it third and one now from the Rams 39. 10:42 and a running clock to go till halftime. Scoreless here in this one. North Penn driving on fourth or third down. Rather, they give it to the deep back, and he will pick up the first down for the Knights. That time it was Matt Smith, the 5'10 senior on the carry.
Matt Smith's a guy who, when James Fielder got injured last regular season game of the year, he came in, filled in for Fielder, and came up, played a great game for them, and they used him as part of their rotation in the backfield, picking up some hard yards. Look at the adjustment from Coach Beck, too. Last time they had a short yardage situation, they tried to run wide and slip down. This time, no fooling around with that. Straight downhill running.
Back split behind Ertz, receiver far side. Receiver comes in motion towards us, and a timeout called by Dick Beck and North Penn with 10:10 to go until halftime.
This is a chance to thank another one of our great sponsors here on WMSS, bringing you this game, and that would be In Touch Communications. They're located in Midtown Harrisburg at 1426 North 3rd Street. Your local Sprint authorized representative. They've got iPhone 4s there and 4Ss. They have iPhone 4s and they have iPhone 4Ss at In Touch Communications.
So first and 10 for the Knights. You know, you mentioned to us during the first half, Brian, about North Penn and the weather conditions here. They're not having trouble moving the ball here as the snow in the field get a little bit worse here as this first half's gone on.
Plays into their hands, yep, because this is a team that likes to maul people at the line of scrimmage. So they're looking to just pound and penetrate right at you. And even when they line up in a different formation, when they don't line up just to pound straight ahead at you, what they're lining up in are formations where you have two receivers or three receivers to one side, and they run option that way, and it's still something that does not benefit the defense because they have to move laterally just like the offense does.
First and 10 from the CD 31. Man in motion, Gewirtz, he comes towards us. Hand off and wrestled down. Nope, kept, and then thrown out in the flat to Gewirtz. He's going to be driven out of bounds by Andrew Bergman. Good play fake that time. Had me faked out. Had the CD defense faked out as Ernst kept it and then threw it out in the flat to Gewirtz.
I was still okay. I was watching Gewirtz just sneak all by himself into an open spot just about 5 yards down the field. In fact, the delay in throwing the football is the only reason that Central Dauphin was even able to stop him for as short of a gain as it was. Still a pickup on the play of 7 yards.
Second and three from the Rams, 24. 10:02 to go first half. Hand off to Mayfield, and Mayfield's going to be dragged down behind the line of scrimmage by Zach Wilk. Got him around the ankles, along with Dalen Russo, the leading tackler for the Central Dauphin Rams defense.
When you run a play going to the left, trying to get around the outside, you do not account for the backside of the play. And Wilk, with an extremely quick move, slicing through the A-gap on the backside of the play, able to shoot in there in the backfield, and the play didn't develop fast enough for Mayfield with his blocking in front of him. Wilk able to slide in behind and throw him for a 2-yard loss.
Third and five from the CD 26. 9:27 and a running clock in the first half. Two receivers each way for Ernst in the shotgun. They fake it to Isabella. Ernst is going to keep. He is going to be met right up the middle that time by that interior line. Actually, having Schwann, the defensive end, had the initial hit on him. Wilk, along with Nate Hamilton
and Gillick,
cleaned him up.
Yep. And basically, the entire defensive line ended up making the stop on that play. Great job by that group of staying home, not falling for the fake. The reason you call that play if you're North Penn, you have no intention of kicking the ball here on fourth down anyways. You're going to go for it. You run a safe play. If your quarterback picks it up with the deception, great. If not, they're probably, I think they may even run play action here on this fourth down.
Fourth and four from the Rams, 25. Second fourth down, North Penn has tried to convert tonight. Ernst under center is trying to draw CD offside with the hard count. Takes a snap, keeps it, throws it out on the flat, passes caught, and then he's going to be knocked backwards and short of the first down by the Rams defense across the 25 down to the 23. They needed four, they got two. and Central Dauphin will take over with 8:25 to go in the first half.
Was that Scales who made the play out there initially? Because he's the guy who comes up and makes a textbook tackle. I was just talking to some family members over breakfast this morning about how we have seen some great tackling in the playoffs, something that it's a lost art in football right now at most levels. That was a textbook tackle from Scales. It had to be. Stuck him a yard away from the first down, drove him back, got a little bit of help, and they get the stop they need.
First and 10 for Central Dauphin from their own 23 with 8:25 to go in the first half. Man in motion towards us. Esau LaVia goes back to pass. Retreats, pumps, throws, Scales the catch. Got it, lost it, ball loose on the turf. They say incomplete pass. Good call by the officials that time. Yeah. Scales did not have possession of that pass.
And LaVia really should not have thrown that ball to Scales. That's a play where the other team reads the screen. You throw the ball at the feet of your running back and don't make him take a hit like that. He's not expecting it. When you've got a running back, he's got to worry about getting in position, looking to catch the football, and then turning up the field. He doesn't know what's going to face him when he turns around. He's not expecting somebody to be right in his face. As a quarterback, you've got to recognize that and not hang him out to dry.
Second and 10 for Central Dauphin from their own 23-yard line. Rams attack the end zone to our right. It is Scales in the slot near side, Adams wide near side, and Schaefer wide far side. Delay handoff to Esau. Esau trying to bounce to the outside. He's going to pick up maybe one on the play and stopped after that. Had a blocker inside, tried to break it to the outside. He's not going to get much at all.
Yeah, it's the instinct for Zayd Esau to try to make big plays. And that time it let him down, because you're not going to be able to against a defense as well disciplined as this North Penn defense is. It's going to be tough for Esau to be able to bounce the ball outside like that. He's got to use his strength and his size, really, to burrow forward and get what you can on this play. One of the knocks on Reggie Bush running the football in the pros was he bounces things out a little bit too much. Esau in this game, same sort of thing. He's got to use his power.
Two receivers each way on third and eight from the 25. Shotgun for LaVia. Rolls out near side. Going to throw back across the middle of the field. It's got Scales. Who makes the catch in stride? At the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Central Dauphin. 75 yards. The Rams are on the board first. With 7:25 to go in the first half, they lead it 6-0.
There's that little guy running past everybody. His acceleration on the wet track is the difference right now in what Central Dauphin is able to do offensively and North Penn's able to do. What speed, the burst down the field, beats his man one-on-one, and we've been saying, get him in space. I wasn't necessarily talking about space that far down the field, but a beautifully thrown ball by LaVia leads him perfectly. He makes the catch, breaks out of the ankle tackle, and goes the distance for the 75-yard touchdown.
Nate Dickey to hold, Evan Brandis to kick with 7:25, and a flag comes in on the near sideline as we await the extra point try from Evan Brandis. And, of course, these extra points in this field,
oh, they're very important.
Very important tonight.
And you do not want to have any sort of infraction against you as the kicking team here, because any sort of infraction moves things back, maybe makes Central Dauphin think a little bit more, but it's going to be against North Penn.
They're going to move it forward, or are they going to take it on the kickoff?
Looks like they moved
it forward
a little bit. Yeah, half the distance, so a little bit more of an advantage for Brandis, who will kick with the wind at his back here into the right end zone, as we see it, the right end zone. Out of the hold, clean snap, kick is away, and it splits the uprights. 7:25 to go till halftime. Central Dauphin leads it, 7-0. We'll keep it here during the timeout. You mentioned it. Drew Scales, the X Factor, the guy that's got the best footing in this surface right now as the field's practically covered, got loose 75 yards.
It's great recognition from the Central Dauphin coaching staff that, and we've got a guy who looks really dangerous out there. We're struggling with most of the other people right now. Let's find ways to get him the ball. And this is something we haven't done for a little while. Let's just run him up the seam against the safeties. And that's why in the pregame, we talked about Scales as being an X factor, and also the guys who are going to also be X factors in this game, outside linebackers and safeties, because somebody's going to have those matchups against the running backs when they line up. They get the mismatch they wanted to. Scales runs right by his defensive man, right down the field. I believe, not sure who it was for sure, but I think it was Danny Wynn who was the strong safety, having to try to keep up with him one-on-one down the field. Advantage Central Dauphin. Scales gets there. It's just a great job of scheming to find your most dangerous player in the conditions that you have right now against a weaker spot for North Penn in the same conditions.
Cody Hartzell will kick it away for the Rams, back deep to receive Mike Isabella and also Danny Gewurz. With 7:25 to go until halftime, Central Dauphin with a 7-0 lead here as Hartzell gets set to kick this one away.
We'd also like to thank the Rams Touchdown Club for helping us bring this game to you. They would like to remind you that the Central Dauphin High School Athletic Department would like to thank the Rams Club and their partners for their generous support of the football program during this season.
So Hartzell has it teed up. We'll kick it away from left to right. 7:25 to go here. As we mentioned, Gewurz and also Isabella back deep to receive for North Penn. They stand right around their 5-yard line awaiting this kickoff. Rams behind Brandon Levia to Drew Scales. 75 yards. They lead it 7-0. It's a low end-over-end kick that Isabella will field at the 5. Isabella comes across the 15, the 20, and is stopped just across the 25. Looks like the 20, right at the 25-yard line, where North Penn will take over first and 10 with 7:18 to go until halftime.
I think the question now is, how do these teams respond? This is a night that you do not want to be behind in a game. There are some times where fall behind 7-0, not a big deal. In conditions like this, even though the snow and the wind has died down a little bit because of the covering on the field right now, just enough moisture down there, this is a tough track to come back on. So let's see if North Penn responds by trying to just pound the ball at Central Dauphin.
Broken eye behind Ernst. They give it to Fielder. He's going to spin away from the line and drive his body forward up shy of the first down. He picks up 8, and that'll bring up second down and 2 with 7:05 to go until halftime.
That was a play where Central Dauphin had that stop for a gain of 2, and just the sheer force of Fielder, who I can't think that he's 100% after being injured earlier. He's missed some time, still not playing at 100%, but with that 195-pound frame that time, broke out of the first tackle, able to continue forward, and that's the advantage of downhill running. Got a lot of burst behind him.
Baxter split behind Ernst. Man in motion towards us on second down and 3 from the 33. Ernst drops, pressure coming, lofts it down the middle of the field. Pass is going to be caught by Shane Watson, the tight end, the 6'2 senior, with his 19th catch of the season and a first down into Central Dauphin territory at the 48.
And a great decision that time from Ernst, because Ernst went back to pass, had a little bit of pressure, and for so many quarterbacks, you see at all levels, their safety valve, the guy they look to when they have pressure, especially right up the gut, they're looking for that tight end to be down the field about 10, 15 yards. They've got matchup against linebacker coverage, and the linebackers with play action have to freeze, gives that tight end a chance to get behind the defense.
Gain of 19 and a first down. Handoff on first down to Gewurz out of the backfield in the I formation. He's going to get another North Penn first down as he's across the 40 to the 35. And with 6:07, 6:08 to go here till halftime, North Penn on 2 plays. It's in the Rams' territory here. They have it first and 10 at the 35.
I'd say they've responded in kind, and they're doing what they want to do, and that's attack the middle of the field. Use that big offensive line, try to wear down this Central Dauphin defense, but just pound at it. And they've been successful, but have been stopped at key times right around this area of the field.
First and 10 from the CD 35. I formation behind Ernst. They give it to Mayfield. Mayfield's going to hit the line of scrimmage and then hit the Central Dauphin defensive line, led by Zach Wilk and also Ben Mosey, the linebacker. Check that, Adam Hollinger, the linebacker, as that'll bring up second down and 8 after the pickup of 2.
A wealth of riches here that they get to look at. You've got Mayfield, who's carried the ball 195 times coming into this game. Fielder 126 times coming into this game. Ernst, the quarterback's carried it 70 times. Reeves has carried it 39 times. And Gewurz, even though he lines up most of the time at wide receivers, also had 62 carries on the year. He averages almost 10 yards a carry anytime he touches the ball.
Double tight, lined up right. They pitch it deep to Gewurz. Gewurz getting strung out by Isan, dragged down behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of 3 on the play, and that'll bring up third down and 12 with 5:05 to play. Great job on the backside pressure that time by Esau, who got across the field and got converts.
It's a great read of the play by that young man, being able to recognize the quick pitch to the outside and that he was the guy who had containment on the outside. It's his responsibility to get to the corner, and he does that so well. Accelerates to the football, reads the play well, and converts unable to cut back on the field. Just had to take it to the outside for the loss.
Third and 13 from the CD 38 with 4:35 to go until halftime. North Penn trailing 7-0, attacks the end zone to our left. Shotgun for Ernst. He's going to loft it high, arcing down the field. Gewurz makes the adjustment, wants the flag. Good coverage by Bergwin. That pass thrown a little too inside, and Bergwin just hung with him stride for stride.
Bergwin didn't know where the football was, but he did a very nice job of just maintaining position on the receiver. And I think if Gewurz fights harder to the inside for that football, maybe he gets that call. But he didn't fight until the very end when the ball was almost there. By that time, Bergwin had turned his head around, and there was just enough of that that he does not get called for the interference. That's just good positioning that time from Bergwin.
Brandon Mandis to punt for North Penn. It's a spiral that Drew Scales fields at the 5. Dances away from the 5, gets up to the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25. Trying to fight forward to the 25. Going to be pushed backwards after his forward progress was stopped at around the 23-yard line, and that's where Central Dauphin will take over first and 10 with 4:12 to go in the half. Central Dauphin ahead 7-0, has all three timeouts remaining. North Penn has one left here as we are late second quarter with the Rams in front.
What is Drew Scales doing, though, catching the football at his own 5? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's trying to make a play because he's capable of that. He actually ends up saving the team maybe 3 yards because that ball probably goes in the end zone on the fly. He does get an 18-yard return on the play. He's capable of taking it to the house anytime he touches the football. And that's the thing about Drew Scales. You give him that opportunity.
Lavia waiting to get the play from Glenn Macmy. The Rams will have to burn a timeout. Here we're going to step aside and take a break as well. 4:12 to go until halftime. Back with more after this from Hershey Park Stadium on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Italian Delight at 4151 Lingolstown Road in Harrisburg specializes in Italian cuisine, pizza, strombolis, and many other pasta entrees. Italian Delight is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 9. Carryout, catering, and gift certificates are available. Their number is 545-1116. Italian Delight, proud sponsors of the Rams Tuesday night special teams football meetings. Good luck, Rams.
Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, first and 10 for the Rams out of the timeout. Lavia out of the shotgun. Will take off and run. Far hash tries to hit that corner and will pick up the Rams first down. Out of bounds, a pickup of 10. And with 4:04 to go, they stop the clock, pick up the first down, and Brandon Lavia moving the sticks.
And you do what you have to do as a quarterback, and there's nothing open down the field. He just tucks and runs. He's a good job by his offensive line. Pass blocking, but also pass blocking with an opportunity to give your quarterback a chance to step up if necessary. And the left side of the offensive line able to clear things out, maintain control of their defensive players well enough to open up the outside for quarterback Lavia to make that run and pick up the first down.
First and 10 from the 33. As the Rams have trips near side, Hollinger to the left of Lavia, who stands in the shotgun. Man in motion away from us is Esau. They give it to Hollinger, the fullback. Hollinger pushes forward for a pickup of 5, and that'll bring up 2nd and 5 with 3:57 to go on a running clock here as the Rams attack the end zone out to our right.
And again, we talk about these conditions, and the conditions are important because when you have a slick field, you want downhill running. And that's why Hollinger is going to be an important part of the Central Dauphin running game tonight. He's gotten very few carries, but I think as this game goes on, and if they can maintain the 7-0 advantage, he's going to be more of an important part in what they do.
3:33 to go, 2nd and 4 for the Rams. 2 left, 1 right. Esau in motion away from us. They give it to Esau. Slip, tries to turn up field. He's going to get the Rams first down across the 45. He's going to actually be marked down at the 45. He slid forward to the 46. Marked down at the 45, and that's enough for the CD first down with 3:22 to go in the half.
Starting to see some swagger right now from the Central Dolphin team, too. They have done such a great job defensively of getting stops when they've needed to. And at North Penn, on either three or four times during this first half, has had the ball on their possessions in Central Dolphin territory. And I think what they've done defensively is starting now to carry over on the offensive end with their confidence.
Receiver each way for Lavia. Stands in the shotgun. Hollinger to his right. Man in motion scales. Even to the fullback, Hollinger, who will pick up four, maybe five, on the carries up to midfield and stopped at the 50 with 2:58 to go in the first half.
And he runs so hard, too. And it's the thing that I love about Hollinger when he gets the football. Just makes things happen, moving people around. And when he's going to get the rock, that offensive line seems to get just a little bit more of a surge because they know he doesn't have the elusiveness of Eason Scales. They're going to have to clear a hole.
One left, two right. Man of motion away from us is Scales. They're coming towards us, the Scales. They give it to him, trying to follow his block. Gets into North Penn territory at the 35 and is tackled at the 30-yard line. Another CD first down with 2:29 to go in the first half. Scales, a great job that time, number one, of blocking and following his blocks to get into North Penn territory.
And for the first time in this game, Eric, I believe that Central Dolphins' offensive line is starting to dominate on this drive at the line of scrimmage. Great job. The surge 2 yards back was where they pushed at least every single one of the North Penn defensive line players that time and allowed Scales to pick his way through.
Pickup of 20, Rams shift. Schaefer and Esai go out to the far side. Scales near side goes in motion away from us. They give it to Scales. Tries to turn up field. Mosey and Hollinger, rather Hollinger with the block. And Scales will pick up three, and then I'll bring up second down and seven with 2 minutes to go. Rams still have two timeouts now, and they're in front in this one 7-0.
I think you've got to pick up the pace, though, offensively just a little bit here. Bare minimum, you're looking to get into field goal range because a two-score advantage in a game that's been as tightly played and as low scoring as it is right now, just 7-0, that's a huge advantage for the Rams if they can get there.
Scales has over 150 total offense here, total yards in this first half. Esai gets the carry on second down and seven, and he picks up four. That'll leave third and short coming up for the Rams with a minute and a half to go in the half.
And coming up is our halftime show. It is the Environmental Interiors halftime show. We'd like to thank Environmental Interiors for their sponsorship tonight. They're on Blue Ribbon Avenue just north of Route 22, specializing in new and remanufactured office cubicles.
Minute 10 to go in the half. Two receivers near side for CD on third and five. Hollinger and Esai in the backfield with Lavia. Lavia pumps his leg, hands it off to Esai. Esai fighting for that first down. He's going to be tackled just shy. And with 55 seconds to go here in the half, Glenn McNamee and his offense have a decision to make. They're going to call timeout and talk. Actually, there really is no decision. They're going to go for this.
They're going to go for
down.
It.
Yep.
Because they're not close enough to kick a field goal here. Great play that time by the heart and soul of this night's defense, that being Ralph Reeves. 6 foot, 230-pound senior, probably the most accomplished player on this night's team. This is a team, and this is so rare. It is a quad A team in a championship game that doesn't have a single guy getting a sniff from Division One to go to the next level. Last night, you had, maybe
15. 15. At least 15 in the AAA game.
15 Division One guys between the two teams. Here, you might have right now one, two, max, on both sidelines combined. So rare to have. It just speaks to how well these two teams have worked together and gelled as groups. And on that play, Iso is so tough to bring down one-on-one. Reeves hit him in the hole and was able to stop him after a minimal gain, setting up this fourth down. I think the down in distance and the time of the game dictates what they do here. I think on fourth down and three, I would not be surprised if they don't just try to dump the ball to the outside. I wouldn't be surprised to see them throw a jump ball here and try to hit Issa deep down in either one of the corners. See if they get the matchup they want to on the outside.
Issa is going to be lined up wing near side. Scales, Hollinger. Now Scales goes out wide far side. Issa slot near side. Schaefer wide near side. On fourth down, it's a low snap. Lavia's going to roll out near side. Throws to Esau. Pass is knocked away. A great job defensively by Gewurz on the coverage that time for the Knights.
And a smart play also from North Penn because when Issa came in the slot, so often you'll see teams that will have their corner to the outside, safety to the inside. That's what Central Dauphin was expecting. They crossed him up, North Penn did, by putting Gewurz, the corner, and the better coverage man, one-on-one against Issa, tracked him every step of the way, can't make that quick cut to the outside on the out pattern on the slick turf, and that allowed Gewurz to make the break and get the knockdown.
Even Issa giving Gewurz a fist bump after the play, saying good coverage that time. He recognizes what a great play that was.
That is a great play, and North Penn wisely here going to take a knee, take this into halftime. No reason to get dangerous here deep in your own territory with just 44 seconds left.
Yep, Ernst takes the snap, goes back and kneels down with 40 seconds to go. They're going to have to do it one more time as there's about, depending on when the play clock starts, there should be about 5 seconds difference between the play and game. There's about 7 seconds difference, so North Penn will have to kneel down one last time.
Been a great first half, though, between two very evenly matched teams. We said this from the outset. These two teams razor close on the field. One big play for Central Dauphin is going to give them the advantage going into the locker rooms.
Ernst kneels down one last time. The final 10 seconds will tick off the clock. 24 minutes are in the books in the Quad A State Championship game from Hershey Park Stadium. Central Dauphin has a 7-0 lead. When we come back, we'll have the halftime show for you. This is the Quad A State Championship game on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month. Celebrating over 10 years in business, Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communications is your local Sprint Nextel authorized representative. Their number is 695-3401. Located at 1426 North 3rd Street, Midtown Harrisburg, InTouch Communications has the new iPhone 4S, and they provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles. Congratulations to the CD Rams football team and number 8 Dominic Cristillo on a great season. That's InTouch Communications of Midtown Harrisburg. It's time for the Environmental Interiors Halftime Show of the PIAA Quad A State Football Championship game between Central Dauphin and North Penn. Tonight's game is brought to you by Environmental Interiors, Mr. Bob's Subways, Ted's Bar and Grill, Italian Delight, InTouch Communications, CD Pizza, and the Rams Touchdown Club. Now let's take it out to the Hershey Park Stadium and the Environmental Interiors Halftime Show. Here's Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy.
And welcome back out here to Hershey Park Stadium. We are at halftime of the Quad A Championship game. And at the half, basically it comes down to this. One big play from Central Dauphin in the passing game as they find Drew Scales on a 75-yard touchdown pass. That is the only scoring of this first half as Central Dauphin leads North Penn by a score of 7-0. North Penn was able to get close several times there in that first half, but they were unable to score as we bring you into the Environmental Interiors Halftime Show. And we've got a special guest who's going to be joining us here at halftime in just a couple seconds. We're getting him ready right now, but Eric, great start here for Central Dauphin. They play another 24 minutes like this in the second half. It could be the school's first ever state championship.
Probably would have liked to get one more score there. I think you and I both agree with that.
True.
But at the same time,
hey, they're not down 52-0.
That's
which,
true.
By the way, nice pick yesterday.
Thank you.
We'll turn it over to you.
Brian Kaiser, turn it over to me. We're pleased to be joined by Dr. Carl Hoffman, longtime supporter, doctor with the CD athletic program. Also, you go back to Holy Name. Your son and I, Danny, actually went to high school and grade school together, so it's good to see him and catch up with him a little bit here. What do you think about this? I mean, this is a big moment for anybody involved in the Central Dauphin community in here tonight. First state championship game in football, and they got a 7-0 lead after 24 minutes.
What a great game. I think Central Dauphin came out very well prepared. They kind of went back and forth there for the first quarter and the second quarter, but they exploded on that big offensive play, and I think they're starting to get in the groove.
you were very closely associated with Speed Ebersol, who the longtime trainer with Central Dauphin passed away a couple years ago. They recently named the field after him, the stadium after him, over at Landis Field. This is something that George Chomp and I talked a little bit about last night after the 3A game with McDevitt and Archbishop Wood. He would have loved this game tonight. This would have been absolutely his. This would have been his crowning achievement for all the years that he put in working with the Central Dauphin team.
He's smiling on us right now. He would really definitely love this game. He was quite a man. I mean, 50 some years a trainer. Probably 40 plus years of those at Central Dauphin, the whole way back in the early 50s and 60s, and super dedicated to the school. Loved the school. That's why a group of us worked very hard to get that stadium named after him. And the weight room out at Central Dauphin is also named after him. It's called Speed's Place. We worked very hard to get that put up, and a lot of memories of him on the walls up there. A lot of his old sayings, a lot of his philosophies still live in that weight room, and of course still live in his football program.
You're also a big hockey guy too.
Yes, sir.
How about the Central Dauphin hockey team? How are they doing so far this season?
I think they have 2 wins and 3 or 4 losses and a tie, but they're doing pretty good. I coached there for 12 years. Was fortunate enough to win a gold medal there in the AA competition years ago, and we finished 7th in the state that year. It was a great, great year for our team.
Focus, obviously, tonight's on football with this game here between Central Dauphin and North Penn. We're talking to Dr. Carl Hoffman here on the Environmental Interiors halftime show at Hershey Park Stadium. Let's talk a little bit about the hockey program, though. Is that something you'd like to see maybe the PIAA still explore at evolving into a full-time sport?
Absolutely. I think that CPIHL, the Central Pennsylvania Interscholastic Hockey League, would love to see that. They're working yearly to try to get the high schools to step up on that and make it a interscholastic sport, as it is in Western Pennsylvania and, of course, down in the Philadelphia area.
Your son, Dan, who's standing up here with us, was on the 1997 team. That was our senior year at Central Dauphin. That close to going to a state championship game, lost to CB West on this very field. 27-24 in overtime, a game that CD led 21-0 at halftime. This has got to be a nice experience for you here tonight to be able to watch this game unfold, and CD's 24 minutes away from finally. I mean, they're going to maybe get one in football. They got a ton in wrestling.
Yes.
The community's a little, they're not sick of winning wrestling titles, but they'd like to get one in another sport at some point.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, we passed Coach Chomp on the down below and renewed old acquaintances with him, and he said to me, he said, I think you remember a few years ago when we were on this field and we were so close. I said, of course I do, Coach. I said, it was a great game, a great effort. Unfortunately, we didn't get the win, but hopefully tonight we'll get that W.
In 2002, also close, lost to eventual state champion Parkland. They had a guy named Austin Scott who was pretty good. They came here and they won that championship a couple weeks later. How about your involvement just over the years? Talk a little bit, too, about the youth programs, because so many of these schools, there was a good story written about Brandon LaVia and McDevitt's quarterback, Alec Warner, and the relationship that they've had going back to playing with and a little bit against each other in grade school and everything. You were pretty well-versed. Holy Name, obviously, is where you helped out with the youth program there, too.
Yes, I coached the Pee-wee program there for 3 years, and I coached the Pony program there for 3 more years. The Pee-wee program, we won a Super Bowl 1 year, and when I was the head coach in the Pony program, we won a Super Bowl. But those programs are great developmental programs for the athletes. It gets them ready to step into the middle school competition, of course, and then get ready for the high school competition.
So many of the Central Dauphin players were here last night sitting on the McDevitt sideline, which is the one that we're on here, the home sideline at Hershey Park Stadium, supporting McDevitt. It's a bit of a rivalry, obviously. We all know about that and the history between the two sides, but good to see supporting one another. A lot of those kids growing up together and playing sports together as they were kids.
Absolutely. It is a great rivalry. There's no doubt about it, but I want to point out that they're still great friends, and a lot of them are neighbors, and they do root for each other. It was when my son played, he rooted for McDevitt. We rooted for McDevitt when we were Central Dauphin because we knew a lot of the players that came through our Holy Name program.
What are your thoughts in the second half here? This game, 24 minutes separating both teams from a state championship. Central Dauphin's going to kick off to start the second half. North Penn's had some good success moving the ball on the ground against them in this game. How do you see the second half here tonight?
I think I can hear Coach McNamee right now saying we got to tighten up our defense, and we got to get a little more oomph in the offense and explode that speed. And knowing him as well as I do, I think you'll see Central Dauphin come out poised and ready to play a good, hard second half.
You sure that's what he's saying?
I'm sure.
We might not be able to repeat what he's saying down in the locker room right now. We're talking to Dr. Carl Hoffman here. Central Dauphin leads North Penn 7-0 in this Quad A championship game here at Hershey Park Stadium. What a great setting, too. Central Dauphin's so familiar with this setting here. They've played district championship games here. They've played, obviously, now their first state championship game here. This would be a huge boost for the community, too. I think that the community has wanted to win this type of game, this game, this state championship game, a lot more than a lot of people have led on to, I think.
Absolutely. We were out at the Central Dauphin. We kind of led the team down on a motorcycle ride tonight and got to see them get on board the buses. And you could see their intensity. You can see their want to win this game for Central Dauphin and for Central Pennsylvania, as McDevitt wanted to perform last night. And they hit a juggernaut, so it was difficult. But it's great to see two teams locally get to this level.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you find yourself, when you sit and watch these games, do you find yourself thinking what you would have done in that situation if you were still coaching?
Yeah, that's for sure. And remember, I played football at Central Dauphin. I played back in the 60s. So, you know, you look back, and Speed was our trainer at that time. I was fortunate enough to be the captain of the 65 team, and Speed was on the sidelines with us all the time. And so we learned a lot of good hard lessons from Speed. And, of course, you always want to do a little coaching when you're sitting up there too. But McNamee, great coach, super coach, and he's surrounded by great assistants.
Rick Mock coached the team in the late 90s, mid-90s, into the late 90s. Ron Davis then took over for a couple years. CD gets to a district playoff game for the first time in what seemed like ever in 1996. They fall just short.
Mm-hmm.
The team in 97, great line, great skill players, record-setting offense. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like at that point, that just getting to that playoff game in 1996 really jump-started this program back in the right direction.
It sure did. There's no doubt about it. You could see, like you said, my son played on the team, and I knew a lot of the players. I was a school physician there for 25 years, so I went through all those head coaches. But I knew a lot of those players, and you could see that they really wanted to get football back on the map, and they were the starting point to get them back on the map, and now, you know, it's just continued.
How much has the game changed? I mean, you coach obviously at a different level where you're starting to develop the players, but mm-hmm. how much have you seen the game itself change over the last couple of years?
Speed. Absolutely speed. You watch the speed of these kids. I mean, you look at the Scales boy. I mean, he just bursts with speed. I say it, he bursts with speed. And even the opposite team, they have great skilled players. And that's the other thing. The skilled players are stepping up and becoming much more skilled, much quicker, and that makes the game a lot more competitive and faster.
Do I need to ask you who I think you think is going to win in the
Others,
second half?
No, you don't need to ask me. I say Central Dauphin.
All right, Dr. Hoffman, thanks for coming up and joining us here at halftime. Enjoy the second half. Enjoy the weather. This is perfect football weather here for December. If we're going to play a week before Christmas, it might as well snow, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Doc, thanks for coming up. Enjoy the second half. Good luck to you with everything.
Thank you very much.
And I will say good luck to your son, Dan Hoffman, for coming up, too. Good to see him. Dan and I go way, way back to elementary school, by the way. I think we've known each other probably since we were like 5 or 6. So it's good to catch up with everybody here tonight. Central Dauphin leads at 7-0. We'll come back. Brian will rejoin me. We'll break down the first half. We'll talk about the second half. That all comes your way as the halftime show comes your way, or continues after this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website is www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
To Hershey Park Stadium, Brian Kaiser along with Steve Leedy. Eric Thomas with us as well at halftime. Our studio producer tonight is Jess Mills. Earlier it was Ashley Jerome. We are at halftime here on the Environmental Interiors halftime show. It is the Quad A football championship here in the state of Pennsylvania, and our score at halftime, Central Dauphin 7, North Penn nothing. And we're going to take a look at the statistical wrap-up of the first half of play. Got to figure, though, Steve, without actually looking at the numbers myself yet, I would have to think that the numbers are pretty even except for one big play.
Yep, pretty much. We'll look at North Penn first, rushing the football. The leading rusher is actually the quarterback, Corey Ernst. He has 3 carries for 29 yards. Dan Gewirtz, 3 for 16. Kyle Mayfield, has 6 for 15. James Fielder, 2 for 6. Taylor Everett ran it one time for 6 yards. And also Matt Smith, one time for 8. Receiving, a bunch of guys with some catches here for North Penn. Dan Gewurz, 2 catches for 18 yards. Shane Watson has 1 for 19. Kyle Mayfield, 1 for 2. Ralph Reeves, 1 for a loss of 1. Corey Ernst in the first half was 5 for 8 for 38 yards. Team totals for North Penn, 16 carries for 30 yards. Or I'm sorry, for 80 yards on the ground, 38 through the air. 108 total yards for North Penn in the first half. For Central Dolphin, leading rusher is going to be Drew Scales. He had 6 carries for 76 yards in the first half. Zaid Issa, 8 for 20. Adam Hollinger, 4 for 17. Brandon Lavia, 2 for 11. Drew Scales had 1 reception, the only reception of the game for CD in the first half. That went for 75 yards and a touchdown. Brandon Lavia, 1 for 6 for those 75 yards and the touchdown. Bobby Schaefer threw one pass. That was incomplete on the first play of the game. Team totals for CD on the ground, 20 carries, 124 yards, 75 yards passing. And that is the difference here on the stat sheet, basically, and the scoreboard. 199 total yards for CD in the first half of this game. The scoring recap, well, it's pretty simple. 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Drew Scales, 75-yard touchdown reception from Brandon Lavia. Evan Brandis tacked on the PAT. That's where we sit here at halftime with CD leading North Penn 7-0.
And both teams still in the locker room getting final instructions right now. So recap of the state champions so far this weekend. Single A game went to Clairton as they beat Southern Columbia yesterday afternoon. Then last night, Bishop McDevitt got
taken to the woodshed.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Because I can't even think of a way to really describe the game that can be set on the air legally. So we're just going to leave it at 52-0. Archbishop Wood beat Bishop McDevitt yesterday. And then earlier today, District 3 got their first district championship of the year. State championship of the year as Lancaster Catholic completes an undefeated season with a 17-7 victory over Tyrone. So District 3 trying to get their second title here if Central Dauphin can hold on. Right now they're up 7-0. Statistically, basically for CD, it's Drew Scales who is the statistical star for the Rams.
Yeah, the CD has 199 yards of offense in the first half. Drew Scales has over three-quarters of them. It's certainly been his turf out here tonight with a little bit of snow on it, as the snow, it looks like it's flaked up a little, coming down a little harder now here for the second half.
The more precipitation favors the Rams, probably, or the team that's ahead, regardless of who it is. And we're going to have an entertaining second half of action. We're going to step out for another break here on the Environmental Interiors Halftime Show. When we come back, we will just take a look at what each team probably will attempt to do in the second half. And we will also have the kickoff of the third quarter of play. Our score, again, at halftime. Central Dauphin 7, North Penn nothing. Back with more of the Environmental Interiors Halftime Show after this here on WMSS.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Italian Delight at 4151 Lingolstown Road in Harrisburg specializes in Italian cuisine, pizza, strombolis, and many other pasta entrees. Italian Delight is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 9. Carryout, catering, and gift certificates are available. Their number is 545-1116. Italian Delight, proud sponsors of the Rams Tuesday night special teams football meetings. Good luck, Rams.
The Environmental Interiors Halftime Show. Brian Kaiser here along with
Eric Thomas, and Steve Leedy. A first half where the Central Dauphin Rams hit one big play, and it's enough to give them a 7-0 lead.
I want to mention one thing, too, as we await for the second half to start, Brian. The field has become recovered by snow because the snow intensified towards the latter portion of halftime here. And that's going to make, a fully covered football field and allow for some slick conditions. It was already going to be bad enough, but the weather, again, the snow has intensified a little bit, and the field is completely covered.
And we take a look at this first half of play between these two teams as they warm up. Always good to warm up on a cold night. We got about a few minutes left to go before halftime. If you look at what both teams were able to do well in the first half, North Penn was able to move the ball extremely well between basically the 25s. Once they got around the 25-yard, the Rams' defense stiffened in the second half. Can they continue, the Rams' defense, that is, to bend and hope that they don't break?
And that's going to be the key to this game, I think we'll see in the second half. You know, you could argue that the most important 25 yards on a football field are from the 25 into the end zone, and that's where CD has been so stout. We saw a week ago in that Western Final against North Allegheny, the defensive stand on fourth and goal. They stopped North Allegheny, and how important that possession was to the outcome of the game, because if North Allegheny goes in there and scores and gets the ball back again and goes down and scores, there is no Evan Brandis field goal at the end of the game to win that. So that possession, that this Rams team, and I think you'd agree with this after seeing them for the last couple of weeks, the way it's been all season, there hasn't been a situation they haven't been in and had to figure a way out of it. Well, that's what's so impressive about this team. You're talking seven games decided by 10 or fewer points, and they're 6-1 in those games, and the lone loss was to the team that finished runner-up to the best team in the state of Pennsylvania, if not one of the best in the nation, last night in the AAA game.
And the Central Dauphin team, they are going to have to win it defensively this one. And also the conditions here, too, may also be able to help as they are getting their final instructions. For North Penn, I think they have to stay with what they were doing in the first half and just really, I guess, just execute better when it comes down to time.
Pretty much, yeah.
To get the ball in the red zone. I think the play calling also hurt them a little bit, too. If I have to look back at some of the plays that they ran somewhere in those 25s, they ran some kind of questionable things. I think they just have to come out and try to pound the ball. I think the other thing about Central Dauphin, they really started getting some confidence there offensively towards the end of the first half. Even though they didn't score, they had an opportunity. They moved the ball probably for the first time in the game effectively down the field with a good drive. We'll see if they can continue that in the second half.
Central Dauphin will kick off to start the second half. Cody Hartzell will do that, and then we'll kick off from left to right, meaning North Penn will go into the wind here to start this third quarter.
And that ends the Environmental Interiors halftime show. We thank them for their sponsorship tonight. And for the third quarter of action, Central Dauphin with the lead 7-0 over North Penn. Here's Eric.
Hartzell kicks off. It's a short end over end that will roll out of bounds, and then the flag comes in, so North Penn will start first and 10 from its own 35. They will attack the end zone to our left, trailing this one 7-0. And right off the bat, Brian, a big drive here each way for both teams. If Central Dauphin can maintain some defensive poise and momentum and stop North Penn, or if North Penn's going to get right back in this ballgame.
What it comes down to is two teams that, with the weather conditions not getting any better, and Central Dauphin in the lead, it's a huge drive for North Penn because they need to respond early. The longer that they have the goose egg on the scoreboard as their total in the game, the more pressure gets on them. So look for them to really come out focused in the second half. They already were a man down in the huddle, though. They had to run Matt Smith in at the last second to get him in there in time because they're going to run this play.
First and 10 from their own 35-yard line to start the second half. Ernst takes the snap, hands it off to Reeves. Reeves tripped up by the ankles, and he's going to be wrestled down at the 40. They should give him forward progress to the 40. They do. He picks up 5, and that'll bring up second down and 5.
He almost lost that football, too, at the end.
Fielder, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah. But I think they're going to run the ball very much in this second half to just try to wear down this defensive front from Central Dauphin. the Rams are putting five at the line of scrimmage. They're bringing up Dalen Russo to the line of scrimmage and basically running him as an extra defensive end, knowing that North Penn is probably going to try to power the ball at them early in the second half.
Second and five for the Knights at their own 40-yard line. Receiver near side, backs are split behind Ernst. Tight, lined up right. Ernst under center on second down. Takes the snap, keeps it, and he's going to be hit and swarmed and dropped by Evan Schwann back near the original line of scrimmage.
Two tremendous individual plays on that time, and North Penn has not been effective running the option to the short side of the field. They've had to go wide. That time they run to the short side. Swan gets around his man, and also Issa had the pitch man dead to rights. No chance to pitch the football. Loss on the play, and a huge down here for North Penn to start off this third quarter of play.
Brings up third and eight from the 37. Rams defense going to put a hand on the ground and try to stop North Penn on third and eight. Two right, one left. Shotgun for Ernst. Goes back to pass. Pressure coming. He's going to loft it down the middle of the field. The pass is going to be caught somehow and then wrestled away and intercepted. They're going to say incomplete. A Central Dolphin defender has come up with the ball, and it is Sam, check that, Nate Hamilton, who has possession of it. It looked like Andrew Bergwin, who had the coverage, may have tried to wrestle that ball away from Reeves, but they say incomplete pass, fourth down.
Yeah, there was a lot of coverage that time and a lot of white jerseys around, and I thought Reeves originally almost made a tremendous play, almost made that catch, and that ball just never got settled into his breadbasket as the Rams swarmed around it and forced the punt.
Mandis to punt, Scales to receive. Scales standing right around his 25. Pressure coming, but Mandis gets away. A spiral that Scales runs up to fair catch at the 33. And that's where Central will start its first possession of the second half, first and 10 on the 33 with 10-12 to go here in the third quarter, leading 7-0.
And Eric, so many times in this sort of a situation, you'll see teams went into the locker room, talked about things that worked well in the first half, and have that special play ready to go, either first or second play from scrimmage. Would not be surprised to see CD come out, maybe play action, and try to take a shot down the field if they think they have a mismatch somewhere on the field.
Two left, one right. Now man of motion come towards us. Esau, snap to Lavia, hands off Hollinger. Hollinger across the 35. And the pile continues to move up towards the 40. He's going to get there to the 40-yard line. What a run by Adam Hollinger on a pickup of 7.
And let's give credit to that offensive line, too, who just continued to push. The rugby scrum, one of the more exciting things for the fans to watch out there, because you have the battle of wills between two sides. The offense pushing forward, the defense pushing back on them, and somebody eventually ends up winning that scrum until the whistle comes in. That time it was the Rams gaining that extra 3 yards and a pickup of 8.
Yep. Two near side. Backs are split behind Lavia, who's under center on second and 2. Pressure coming from North Penn. Hands it off to the fullback again. He dives forward, and he's going to be close to a Central Dolphin first down.
In the first half, they had one that was less close than this one, and they moved the chains for North Bend. They will not do that here for Central Dolphin. They're going to say third down and short.
Very short. It was Hollinger again on the carry that time for the Rams.
I did the same thing here, though, on third down. Just give it right back to him. Power in. You're getting the surge from the offensive line right now to go downhill right at this team, right up the gut.
Third and one from the 42. Adams out wide to the far side. Backs are split. Wing near side. Lavia under center on third and about a yard. Hand off to Esau. Tries to hit the line of scrimmage. He twists, and he should have enough for that first down. That second effort as he turned his body and got upfield for that extra half yard is going to definitely give Esau the first down for the Rams.
Yeah, it's downhill running here from the Rams, something that North Penn probably should have done on their drive. They went away from it on second down, lost yardage, and ended up having to punt. Central Dolphin comes out, blasts right at them, three straight plays, and move the sticks.
Two left, one right. Shotgun for Lavia Hollinger to his left in his hip pocket. Man of motion goes Scales away from us. They give it to Scales. He tries to hit that corner. Gets away from the pressure, runs backwards, is going to eat about a 7-yard loss. Now he's trying to turn up field, and he is going to be dropped well back across the 35. They're going to say back across the depending on the spot here, he danced around forever and a day, and he's going to be marked down shy of the 40-yard line.
Look at the bright side on the play for Central Dolphin. He probably spent another 10 seconds just running around back there. That's about the only good thing you could say about
The fact that Scales getting spun around, losing extra yardage on the play because of it. Second down and long.
Second and 15 from the 39. Two near side, wing near side, Lavia shotgun. Man of motion, Scales away from us. Out of the snap, they hand it off Hollinger. Hollinger goes right up the middle, takes on a man and falls forward. He's going to be about a yard shy of the first down. They need 15. They're going to be at third and one. And a great job again by the line and Hollinger. That play has worked almost automatically in this three-game run here the last couple weeks.
Downhill running. And I talked about him in the first half. Hollinger, in conditions like this, is going to have to be a huge part of this Central Dolphin running game. And they have now gone to him here in this second half three times already. And he is making their confidence in him pay off.
Third and two, so a pickup of 13. Receiver near side, wing far side. Lavia under center. Has Hollinger and Esau. He's going to give it to Esau, trying to get to the outside in the corner, and he will be strung out and driven out of bounds, and a great job that time to get to the corner by the North Penn defense, and that'll bring up fourth and two.
And you got to punt the football here. You've got the lead. You got to play smart here. You got to play position football, and you trust your defense right now because they're playing so well. They sent an inside backer blitz right up the gut that time, did North Penn. And on a play like that, if you have a running play like they did to the outside, a lot of times you can break that for a big one. A lot of credit to those guys on the outside and the secondary players for helping in run support and making the stop.
Diverts back deep to receive for North Penn. And it is Hartzell to punt for Central Dolphin. Takes his time, gets a clean snap, and gets away a spiraling kick that's going to hit and go out of bounds.
Oh, what a punt.
What a punt by Cody Hartzell inside the five.
Hey, it's three facets. You got offense, you got defense, and you got special teams. And Cody Hartzell making a huge play in special teams for the second straight week, directionally punting and pinning North Penn deep in their own territory. Gives us a quick chance to thank one of our sponsors. Thank you out to Italian Delight for joining us in sponsorship for this game. They're at 4151 Linglestown Road. They have Italian cuisine, pizza, and stromboli. Big thank you to Italian Delight.
6:49 to go in the third quarter. We're going to step aside for a timeout as well. Central Dolphin leads at 7-0. This is the Quad A State Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communications is your local Sprint Nextel authorized representative. Their number is 695-3401. Located at 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg, InTouch Communications has the new iPhone 4S, and they provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles. Congratulations to the CD Rams football team and number 8 Dominic Cristillo on a great season. That's InTouch Communications of Midtown Harrisburg.
Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. First and 10 from the 4 for North Penn. And the give on the inside. The CD Rams defense standing tough as they have North Penn pinned up back inside their own 5 on first down there.
I gambled there and really sent a lot of pressure at the line of scrimmage with some run stunts. They get the stop, throw him for a loss of 2 on the play.
Looked like it was Fielder, the fullback, with the carry. He's going to lose a yard. That's going to back the Knights up to the 3 with 6:20 to go in the third quarter here as they attack the end zone to our left. Central Dolphin holding on to that 7-0 lead.
This is a great down for play action because nobody's expecting it if you've got the guts to call it.
Ernst under center on 2nd and 12 officially now. Takes a snap, handoff, Fielder running right up the middle. Hollinger and Bowman will drive him back after a pickup. And they say ball loose on the field, and we're waiting for a signal.
None of the officials saw it,
so they're gonna keep the ball with North Penn, it looks like. North Penn lineman signaling, obviously, T.J. Smink saying that he was down. What's North Penn going to say? But
Well, you know what Central Dolphin's going to say, too. And when the officials don't see it cleanly and it's a pretty close play, a lot of times they're going to give it over to the offense. So it will be a third down and 9 after a gain of 2 on the play. They ran a quick trap. And Central Dolphin well prepared for that one, defensed it well.
39 from the 5 as the snow intensifies here, getting a little heavier at Hershey Park Stadium. Big third down now for North Penn with 5:18 to go in the third quarter. Man in motion towards us. Ernst under center. Backs are split. Short drop. Pressure coming. He's going to dump it off out of the backfield, and the pass is going to be knocked away. Drew Scales on the coverage that time. Ben Mosey was on Gewirz, but it was Scales who stepped in, stuck the hand up, and knocked it away.
And Scales had coverage on the outside receiver, saw the pass thrown to the slot man, came off of his man, and delivered a tremendous lick that jarred that ball out. That looked like it was going to be a first down play, and Scales comes over as he has done in this game. He has been the impact player for Central Dauphin.
And he is back deep to receive Brandon Mendes' punt. It's going to come from near the end line. He does have a little bit of room to work with in that end zone, but watch the snap, obviously. And Scales standing back between
block two.
35 and the 40. Pressure coming. He gets away a short spiral that Scales is going to let hit. It's going to take a Central Dauphin bounce and be downed at the 30-yard line. So without the return, Central Dauphin is in near plus territory now with 4:56 to go in the third quarter.
And the punt that sets this entire thing up, the defensive stand. So Hartzell has the big punt, the defensive stand, and now the poor punt from North Penn. This is golden territory here for Central Dauphin, because how huge would a score be already up 7-0 in a game where your defense is playing so well? Even if you get three, it's a two-score game.
Wing far side. Now Esau will go from that wing spot, go out wide to the far side. Two near side. Scales goes in motion away from us. They give it to him out of the snap. Tries to turn the corner. Tries to turn upfield. Still working, and he's going to be close to the Central Dauphin first down. How he got something out of nothing, I will never know, but that's Drew Scales for you.
Yeah, and that's why he got something out of nothing, because he's Drew Scales. And if you've got college recruiters out there watching this game right now, yeah, he doesn't have what you'd call textbook size for the collegiate level, that D1 level. He's showing playmaking ability for that sort of a level. This is, if you haven't figured out that Drew Scales is an impact player on this Central Dauphin team, this performance so far tonight has opened your eyes.
Second and three from the North Penn 23. Two near side, back split behind Lavia. And movement along the line. And we'll see both sides flinched. It's a matter of who did it first.
It's probably going to be Central Dauphin.
Yep, as they're looking like they're backing up.
They know that they moved. It's only going to be a bailout by the official otherwise. But, yeah, it's going to be five against the Rams.
Yep.
That's a huge penalty there, because you've got the ball moving. It's second down and three. You can probably pound away two or three times to try to pick up the first down. Now it's second down and eight, and now the difference in the location, you're still looking three down territory here, so I don't think you get away from pounding the football and running it.
Two near side, two far side. Shotgun for Lavia. Hollinger to his right. And the play blown dead again. It's going to be five more against Central Dauphin. 3:59 to go. The Rams, who had great starting field position, are going in reverse here in North Penn territory.
Hey, let's just take an opportunity with the other false start to thank one of our sponsors, Environmental Interiors on Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Route 22. New and remanufactured office cubicles at Environmental Interiors.
So that'll create second down, and 13 for Central Dauphin. They break the huddle quick. Adams near side. It's Scales slot far side. Schaefer wide far side.
Watch Schaefer here. He's one-on-one and very wide.
Hand off to Esau between the tackles, and he's going to pick up four or five maybe, and that'll bring up third down with 3:40 and a running clock here in the third quarter.
And to give up the middle to Esau, you put the receivers in the game. You spread them very wide to try to take those defensive players out of the mix, and also to try to spread those safeties wide so they can't come up and run support. They have to make up a lot more ground, because they have to respect the outsides of the field, and against a team that runs with two safeties, that's important when you have two receivers on both sides.
Two far side, one near side. Third and eight from the North Penn 28. Esau in motion now, far side. He lines up. Snap. Lavia throws short. Pass is going to be caught by Schaefer. He's hit right away and thrown out of bounds. That'll bring up fourth down with 3 minutes to go.
That had potential disaster written all over it, too, because you had a defensive player from North Penn shoot across the line of scrimmage, and fortunately for the Rams, he didn't realize the ball was going to be thrown out to that side. So the Rams will go for it here. They're too close to punt the football here. Fourth down and eight, although as well as Hartzell's punted the ball in this game and really over the last few weeks, you could try to pin him again, but they're going to go for it here.
Esau slot near side, Schaefer wide near side. Hollinger to the right of LaVia, who stands in the shotgun on 4th and 8 from the 28. Snap. LaVia rolls out near side. Stops. Going to fire downfield. He's got Issa wide open in the end zone. Dropped it in and out of his hands. He was wide open with nobody around him, and Issa could not come up with a pass. Turnover on downs. North Penn will get it back with 2:18 to go in the third quarter.
They ran the perfect play, Eric. It was Issa in the slot. They had coverage short and over the top on him. And he made a great move to the outside, the place where they would expect him to go. The safety went with him on that side, and then he cuts back to the left side. Maybe the wind taking that ball a little bit. Issa had a chance at it, got his hands on it, unable to pull it in. Remember, the ball a little bit slick, too. Very difficult to pull a pass like that in when you don't have a great chance to make the catch. It's a little bit too far away from him.
First and 10, North Penn from their own 28 with 2:18 to go in the quarter. Ernst rolls out near side. He throws near side. Gewirtz just out of his reach. Andrew Bergwin, who was out of position, did make up the ground for the coverage, but that'll bring up second and 10.
It's very difficult to cover in conditions like this on the field. When the field is slick, the offensive receivers have the advantage. So if the quarterback can get the ball out and throw it accurately, it's an offensive advantage. It was a great route that time run by Gewirtz. He runs a 10-yard out. He drives Bergwin back with a good fake of a deep route, cuts off the pattern. Bergwin slipped a little bit trying to stop, and that allowed him to be wide open. The pass was just off the mark.
Second and 10 from the 28. I formation behind Ernst, receiver each way. Play action. Pressure coming. He dumps it off over the middle. Pass is caught by Gewirtz, and he's going to be stopped after a pickup of two. Great job in recovery that time by Ben Mosey, the linebacker. That whole defensive line was in the backfield going after Ernst.
And they got exactly what they wanted, North Penn. They got the entire defensive line to buy it. It was a middle screen. Gewirtz juggled the ball that allowed Central Dauphin to react and recover on the play.
Ben Mosey, by the way, over 100 tackles now. He is the fifth defender for Central Dauphin this season to go over 100 tackles. Third and 7 from the 31 for North Penn. 1.5 to go in the third quarter. 2 right, 1 left. Back to pass, Ernst. Dumps it off out of the backfield to Fielder. One-on-one, he gets by Issa, makes a great move. Gets the first down up at the far sideline and is got a big gainer for North Penn as he gets across midfield into Central Dauphin territory to the 46.
That's just smart football and some tremendous moves that time from Fielder. Completely juking out Issa, and he was able to make that move on the outside, pick up a first down. Maybe that's a momentum changer for North Penn. Really struggling to get going here in this second half. And now finally a really positive play on the offensive side of the ball.
23-yard pickup and a huge first down for North Penn with 1:07 to go in the quarter. Ernst and the offense break the huddle. They got tight, right, high formation. Now man in motion towards us. Ernst takes a snap. Hands off to Gewirtz. He's hit. Ben Mosey. Check that Adam Hollinger on the stop for the Rams. That'll bring up second down with 47 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Gives us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors, CD Pizza at 4501 Locust Lane, across from the CD Middle School. Family owned and operated. Dine-in, takeout, delivery options, and catering. It's all there at CD Pizza. Our thanks to them for bringing this game to you.
Thanks to Nino for helping us out, sponsoring tonight's game. 25 seconds now. There's about a 10-second differential between the game and play clocks. So North Penn will have to run one more play here. They got twins near side. Busted eye behind Ernst. They go pitch deep to Gewirtz. Gewirtz gets upfield. Deep into Central Dauphin territory. Hamilton tracks him down from behind. Across the 20. Down to the 16-yard line. A big gainer for North Penn. Pick up that time of... on the play, a first down with 6 seconds to go of 29.
I'm surprised they haven't run more plays like that in this game, because that student body to the left, everyone gets to that left side, and Gewirtz gets some good blocking, is able to make one man miss, and then he's got a huge play. First trip into the red zone as we've ended three.
12 minutes separate North Penn and Central Dauphin from a state championship. The Rams will take a 7-0 lead with them to the fourth and final quarter. Back with that fourth quarter after this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website is www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Lee. 12 minutes to go in the Quad A State Championship game as North Penn will have a 1st and 10 from the Central Dolphins 16. The Rams still in front of this one, 7-0.
And it is North Penn who has the momentum right now. A huge play from Fielder on a 3rd down and long, taking a swing pass, making Issa miss, and picking up a huge 1st down. And then on the play that ended the 3rd quarter, a 29-yard run from Dan Gewurz has put them in their best position of the game. They're at the 16-yard line of Central Dolphin as we start the 4th.
Tight right, I formation behind Ernst on 1st and 10 from the 16. North Penn now attacking the end zone, 2-hour right, trailing 7-0. Ernst gets the snap, hands off Fielder. He's going to be met right away by the interior line and then cleaned up by Ben Mosey, the linebacker for Central Dolphin.
He's been really active here. Mosey has stepped up his game, and we've talked about how important the inside backers against a team that wants to run downhill is going to be. A lot of times you'll have that one-on-one matchup up front with offensive linemen and defensive linemen, and it's those inside backers who are going to have to fill. And Hollinger and Mosey have really had a lot of tackles here in third quarter and in the second half.
Second and 9 from the 15. Again, I formation. They go double tight. One each way. Ernst under center. Hard count, takes a snap, hand off Gewurz. Gewurz looked like tripped over his own man, and Daylon Russo might have had a hand up initially, and then Schwann and Hamilton, along with Mosey again, in there for the stop for Central Dolphin. A
couple of guys getting hit in the hole that time blocking for North Penn. Shane Watson, who was trying to lead from the tight end position, did not get a good block that time. And also Fielder actually got knocked down in the backfield by the penetration from Central Dolphin. That's why Gewurz didn't have much there. This is 3rd down and 6, but you don't have to throw the ball here, and I don't think that they will.
I formation, double tight. Hand off, Gewurz slips through a tackle and will have the 1st down for North Penn. Gets inside the 5. It'll be 1st and goal, Knights, with 10.5 to go in this contest.
You got to find the guys who are your playmakers and get them the football. And right now, Gewurz, the guy that we talked about before the game started, is maybe the X factor for this North Penn team from receiver, but also from running back. They're giving him an opportunity to carry the football. On the season coming into this game, 62 carries, 602 yards, and 6 touchdowns, and he has been one of their main ball carriers. They are going to measure this one. They're not sure if he's got it or not. Going to be a close one regardless. If they don't have it, they'll definitely go on 4th down and short.
Yeah, trailing 7-0 with 10.5 minutes to go, and inside the 10-yard line of Central Dolphin. This is absolutely 4-down territory, and it doesn't matter. It's a 1st down by a yard. Great job of running that time by Gewurz to get the big 1st down.
Yeah, he steps out of a tackle. They had him not in the backfield, but right around the line of scrimmage. Might have been a gain of 1 or 2, but he was able to break a tackle with some hard running. And notice how both these teams have attacked this second half, adjusting more to the conditions, more downhill running from both of these teams, and Gewurz getting a full head of steam, able to break that tackle, and able to pick up enough yardage for the 1st.
And we saw Central Dolphin stout the defense on 4 downs a week ago in Altoona. Can they come up with one more stop here? 1st and goal from the 6. Full house backfield for North Penn. This is Ralph Reeves' territory if they give it to him. They go Fielder this time. And he stretches to the outside, and he's going to be into the end zone for the touchdown. A 6-yard touchdown run for Fielder, and North Penn is a point away from tying this contest up with 10:09 to go.
That's hard-nosed running. Left side,
He had a little bit of a crease and just enough, and James Fielder's Fielder, 195 pounds, senior, able to get into the end zone for his eighth touchdown run of the season.
The all-important extra point, Ernst is going to hold, and it's Brandon Mandis to kick it for North Penn. Wind is a little bit away from us, and doesn't matter, the extra point's going to be up and good. 10:09 to go in this contest. Central Dauphin and North Penn tied at 7 here in the Quad A championship game from Hershey Park Stadium.
Gives us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors. A big thank you again out to the Rams Touchdown Club, because they've done such a great job of helping us get these games on the air for you. A lot of stuff behind the scenes, and a big thank you to them. They want to pass along congratulations to Central Dauphin senior Andrew Faisenbaker, who is going to be performing in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl Marching Band in San Antonio, Texas, during the bowl season. So a big thank you again to the Rams Touchdown Club. And that last drive was a very impressive one from North Penn, and a desperately needed one to tie this game.
Yeah, the drive was 9 plays, 72 yards. Took 4 minutes and 9 seconds off the clock. They ran the ball 7 times and threw it twice. One was incomplete and one was a big 23-yard completion to Fielder for a first down.
Back deep to receive, Scales and Esau standing right around the 5 is Esau. Scales up towards the 10. And Mandis will kick this one away for North Penn from left to right. So Central Dauphin for this fourth quarter going into the wind, when there is wind. It's swirling a little bit. Flagpole out to our right. Moving just ever so slightly. Kick is away, and it's an end over end that's going to be fielded by Scales at the 10. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield, 45 in North Penn, and dragged down at the 47-yard line.
Drew Scales has been unbelievable in this game, and some great blocking by the special teams that time for Central Dauphin, because they gave him a crease, and he took it a big distance, 47 yards on the return for Drew Scales to answer back immediately the touchdown by this North Penn team.
And it is at the 43, tough to the field covered here. So the 43 is where Central Dauphin starts. First and 10, 2 right, 1 left. Man in motion away from us is Esau. They give it to him on first down, following his block. Turns up field, and the far hash will spin around and get dropped after a pickup of 5, and that'll bring up 2nd and 5 for the Rams with 9:48 to play.
Thank you to In Touch Communication and Anthony Cristello, located in Midtown Harrisburg at 1426 North 3rd Street, your local Sprint authorized representative. They've got iPhone 4S's at In Touch Communication.
On the 38, 2nd and 5. Rams break the huddle. They send Schaefer wide near side, Esau slot near side. Wing near side, Levine in the shotgun. Hollinger to his right. Man in motion away from us, Esau. They give it to Hollinger straight up the middle. He will have the first down at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Working inside the 5 and dragged down by the horse collar at the 1.
There's another one of those guys we spotlighted. And that is, in a game where you need to go downhill, your fullback becomes more of a threat. He's a guy who's going to get the football, and they have blocked that play so well over the last few weeks especially, and tonight especially. They have given Hollinger some great opportunities, and it pays off there with a first and goal at the 2.
First and goal, Lavia under center. Hollinger and Esau in the backfield in an I formation. They shift around, Schaefer wing near side, Adams wide near side. Hand off Esau. Getting to the corner, stretching, and he can't get there. He is down on the field. The ball came loose as Esau hit the turf. And Zaid Esau has had all kinds of trouble tonight with his footing, and he just could not keep his balance to get to the corner that time. That run by Hollinger, by the way, 36 yards on the pickup.
Is that his biggest run of the year? It has to be pretty close, because you don't have a fullback run that far very often. Great blocking, great power from him. And on this last play, Esau trying to get to the outside, trying to stretch for the yardage as he was being tackled. Wasn't quite able to get there.
Back split behind Levio. Adams wide near side on 2nd and goal from the North Penn 2. Levio takes, hands off Esau up the middle. Touchdown, Central Dauphin. A 2-yard touchdown run for Zaid Esau. His 21st rushing touchdown of the season and 13th in the postseason. And with 8:08 to go in this one, Central Dauphin has reclaimed the lead. It's 13-7 Rams.
And the approximately 5,000 fans decked out in green for the band and then in winter gear for everybody else, but I'm sure there's a lot of green underneath some coats over there, celebrating in unison as Issa stretches that long frame, such a great power runner between the tackles, and has the nose for the goal line to put Central Dauphin back on top.
Brandis for the extra point out of the Dickey hold, snap clean, Brandis gets away the kick, it is up and it is true. 8:08 to go. We'll keep it here for the timeout. Central Dauphin has reclaimed the lead 14-7.
Gives us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors, Mr. Bob's Subways at Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, also at East Main Street in Hummelstown, and also on Route 39 in South Hanover Township. Three different locations for you to make your choice. Party subs, party platters, cookie platters at Mr. Bob's Subways. Big thank you to Bob and Carol Rogers for helping us out.
Scoring drive for Central Dauphin, 4 plays, 43 yards, minute and 51 seconds is all it took, and it was set up all by the kickoff return by Scales of 47 yards.
Well, every time Central Dauphin has needed a play in the last 2 weeks, it has been Hartzell on special teams and Scales, the big third down last week, the big return tonight, and he had the first touchdown of the night, too.
Yeah, and also Hollinger making a huge play, and the offensive line, you're always going to get the publicity for the skill players, and deservedly so in some cases. But also, this offensive line took it upon themselves, I think, on that drive to respond immediately. They had given up on defense the tying touchdown and knew immediately, what a momentum boost for North Penn to tie the score. Let's take it right back for them. The Scales kickoff return to set them up took a lot of that momentum away, and 2 plays later, the Hollinger run completely shifted it back to the Rams.
Hartzell with an end-over-end kick that converts. Will field his 5. Comes across the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, and he's going to be dragged down or spins away from Tyler Cook, slips and falls, and then is tackled across the 40 at the 42. So a huge return by Gewurz, and that'll set up North Penn first and 10 with 7:57 to go. Both teams with 3 timeouts. Time not necessarily an issue right now, but North Penn trailing here with 7:57 to go.
Time is always an issue, though, when you're behind in the fourth quarter.
That's true.
And with Central Dauphin having the lead, it's the question of how Coach Dick Beck and his staff attacks at this point. You can get away from the game plan very easy right now, thinking we're behind, we've got to try to hurry things. I think you've got to continue doing what they've been doing best. Run the ball downhill between the tackles.
Back split behind Ernst under center. Man in motion towards us. They go double tight again. They hand off the fielder, and he's tripped right away at the line of scrimmage. Adam Hollinger, the stop for Central Dauphin.
Again, the inside linebackers making the fill. Great read that time from Hollinger, reading his keys in the backfield, finding space between blockers on the offensive line, and getting through there and making the stop for Central Dauphin for a gain of just a yard.
7:33 to go and a running clock from Hershey Park Stadium. Central Dauphin in front, 14-7 in this Quad A championship game. First ever trip to this game for the Rams. North Penn trying to win their second one since 2003. Ernst takes a snap on play action, drops, throws out to the near side. Has a man tipped and in and out of the hands. Jordan Bowman over top with great coverage. Andrew Bergwin in the area, but it was the safety play of Jordan Bowman over the top that made that play.
They were looking for Shane Watson, the tight end. Good size and surprising speed from him at tight end as he was running a corner route. The ball was led perfectly, but for the second time in this game, Jordan Bowman doing a tremendous job and doing exactly what you expect your free safety to do. Read the quarterback's eyes, follow his receivers down the field, and break on the football after it's thrown. A great time play, and Jordan Bowman again responds. Third down and long, a definite passing down here for North Penn.
Third and 9 from the 42 with 7:13 to go. Too far side, back split behind Ernst. He rolls out far side, dumps it out of the backfield, and overshoots Gewurz. Jesse Myers was in the area, but he had Gewurz if he just could have laid it in his hands, and that'll bring up fourth down.
But the roll was to the left, and for a right-handed quarterback, especially when the ball's a little bit slick, it's a difficult throw. I'm surprised with the ball pretty much centered in the middle of the field why they didn't come to the right side, especially towards their own bench that time. They chose to go to the slightly wider side of the field, and I think it cost them there. They've got to punt the ball away.
Drew Scales back deep to receive. Brandon Mendes, it's a punt for North Penn.
Great time for to get a lot of pressure on a punter with some real pressure on him to get the good punt away.
Scales is standing right around the 24-yard line. Good snap. High spiraling kick that Scales lets hit. And it's going to take a little bit of a North Penn roll back to the 20-yard line. And that's where Central Dauphin will start, first and 10 with 6:57 to go when we come back. This is the Quad A State Championship on WMSS. And Penn Live.
Actually,
we're going to keep it here. We're going to keep it here.
We were anticipating
the media timeout.
We are going to have the media timeout. Right. We will step out.
All right, so we will step aside. Central Dauphin will have it first and 10 from its own 21 when we get back. This is the Quad A State Championship game on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Italian Delight at 4151 Lingolstown Road in Harrisburg specializes in Italian cuisine, pizza, strombolis, and many other pasta entrees. Italian Delight is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 9. Carryout, catering, and gift certificates are available. Their number is 545-1116. Italian Delight, proud sponsors of the Rams Tuesday night special teams football meetings. Good luck, Rams.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. First and 10 for Central Dauphin. Two right, one left on first and 10, man in motion towards us. Livia takes a snap and he hands it off to Scales. Scales will get across the 25 and still fighting for that extra yard. We'll get up towards the 27-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and short with 6:45 to go. And again, both teams with three timeouts remaining, Central Dauphin with that seven-point advantage.
Yeah, time at this point is an issue, not for Central Dauphin, but for North Penn. They need a defensive stop in a bad way. Still with the three timeouts, even if they give up a first down, they're still not completely stressed. But considering it's difficult to move the ball down the field in chunks, it is important for them to get a stop quick.
To right, wing right. Shotgun for Lavia, Hollinger to his left. On second and four from the 28, man in motion towards us. Snap, low snap, give it to Hollinger. Hollinger spins across the 30, trying to get to the 30, and he may have it. He's going to pick up two, and that'll bring up third down and two with 6 minutes even to go in this contest.
Hollinger, we've been told he's got a little bit of a knock on the ankle right now, but continuing to gut it out. I'll tell you what, for somebody who's not 100% right now with an ankle issue, here's a guy on both sides of the field who has been just going after it and playing with reckless abandon, that time getting close. They're going to say he's about a yard shy here. A huge down and distance here for both these teams. Central Dauphin to try to work more clock, and North Penn to try to get it back.
Hollinger with nine carries for 77 yards. Big money third down and one now from the 30. Wing near side, I formation behind Lavia. Receiver far side. Man in motion, Schaefer away from us. They hand it off to Esau. Esau's biggest carry of the night is a first down across the 35 to the 36. The Rams will move the sticks
short,
with 5:12 to go.
Short yardage play. Esau with his long frame, the easy choice to get the football running downhill behind the right side of that offensive line. Evan Schwann over there, and a great job by the offensive line just clearing things out. And Esau able to force his way forward for a gain of six. And Central Dauphin can work more time off this clock and probably is going to force North Penn to have to call some timeouts.
Lavia stands in the shotgun on first and 10. Two right, one left. Hollinger to the left of Lavia. Man in motion, Esau. They give it to him out of the shotgun snap. Esau turns uphill, gets across the 40 to the 41. He will have a pickup on the play of five, and that'll bring up second and five.
And a timeout by North Penn.
Yep, timeout by Dick Beck. in North Penn.
It reminds us to thank another one of our sponsors who's helping us bring this game to you, and also reminds us that this sponsor is going to bring us the postgame show. It's Ted's Bar and Grill, and the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show is coming up immediately following this game with interviews on the field, trophy presentations, and a whole lot more. Ted's Bar and Grill at 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's. And they have the post-game celebration in the Rams Den is out at Ted's. That's Ted's Bar and Grill with new owners Romeo and Johnny.
You know, Brian, I want to go back to a point that you made in this early in tonight's broadcast about the team play. You've hit this point a few times tonight. There are so many options. They're not all D1 caliber players, but there are so many options that Central Dauphin has in second and five, any down and distance to go to. These are absolutely two full, complete teams that are giving it their all here tonight.
This has been a tremendous high school football game. What was on last night was a team that was a little bit higher than high school. But these two teams, this has been a tremendously well-fought game. Two teams showing a lot of heart out there, and Central Dauphin has just made a couple more plays to have the lead.
Two right, one left on second and five from the 41. Man in motion, Esau towards us. Levine in the shotgun, they give it to Hollinger, the fullback. Hollinger across the 40 to the 39. He's going to be well shy of the first down, and that'll bring up third down again with 437, 438 to go. And Dick Beck and North Penn have called their second timeout.
And what a tremendous job, Eric, that Glenn McNamee, the head coach of Central Dauphin, and his staff have done, really cultivating that team-first attitude and mindset for this team. And really, I mean, Dick Beck's done the same thing for North Penn. You don't get to this game at the Quad A level without being a very physical football team and a team that understands that it takes all 11 guys working together as one unit to allow you to advance. These two teams, they may not be the most talented, but we've said it time and time again. The two best teams at the end of the season in Quad A football in the state of Pennsylvania.
Something Dick Beck beckoned back to his time with Mike Pettin Jr. and Mike Pettin Sr. And, of course, Mike Carey, who's one of the assistant coaches with Archbishop Wood, legendary in the Philadelphia area. Dick Beck lives by the motto that sometimes you have to lose to realize how much you love winning, told to him by Mike Pettin Sr. And that time when they lost those games early in the season really turned the tide for them and got them to this point. What Central Dauphin needs to get here is 4 yards on third down from the 42 with 4:38 to go.
Biggest play of the game so far for North Penn defensively.
Two near side, one far side. Shotgun for Lavia. Hollinger to his right. Pumps his leg, takes a snap. He's going to go quarterback draw up the middle, and Lavia is going to stretch. And he's going to be just shy of the first down stick.
Oh, and this is a tough, tough call for a coach. Because you've got fourth down and a yard to go. You pick up the first down, you can work the clock as North Penn's going to call timeout here in their final one. If you can pick up the first down here and run the football, you will not give the ball back if you run, which you would do at that point. You're not going to give the ball up again probably until there's less than 2 minutes left to go in the game, even if you get stopped on four downs. And that would, with a punt, probably drive North Penn deep in their own territory, no timeouts, with virtually no passing game to speak of for the most part in this game. If you don't make the first down, North Penn has great field position and has an opportunity. This is the toughest call I think of the game for Coach Glenn McNamee and the staff.
And Dick Beck actually helps him out by calling his final timeout.
I think either way you would have had a timeout, whether it would have been Central Dauphin letting the play clock run down and then calling the timeout, or North Penn calling it then. I think Coach Beck doing the thing that he needed to do with the time situation. He wanted to maintain more time, fire up his defense,
and probably telling his team, make sure you stand pat, because you know Lavia has tried to work that hard count a couple times The last 2 weeks to draw the team offsides. Here it is, fourth down.
It's going to be Issa. I don't think there's any question about that. Our big guys against your big guys.
And the keeper by Lavia goes right up the middle, and he's going to have the first down for Central Dauphin.
And that's exactly why you keep the ball with Lavia there. Everyone looking in the backfield, looking for Issa. And North Penn comes up to the line of scrimmage, trying to dig in, get ready. And the quick snap count, they get to the line of scrimmage, fire off the ball. and plenty of yardage for the first down, a six-yard carry, and the Rams are that much closer to winning a championship.
They're thinking to draw them off sides, so it's a good decision to keep it with the quarterback.
Two left, one right on first and 10 from just over midfield at the 49. Man in motion towards us, Esau. They give it to him. He turns upfield, trying to pick his way for a couple, and he gets down to the 45 of North Penn with 3:47. The Central Dolphin Rams, who made it to the Eastern Final back in 1997, lost a heartbreaker to CB West, the eventual state champion. They are 3 minutes and 37 seconds away from an elusive state football championship. Take it back to West Hanover Township at the new high school. This has been a tremendous effort by this Rams team.
And the only other time that District 3 has won a state championship was Cumberland Valley back in 1992 when they beat Upper St. Clair 28-12.
Man in motion away from us, Scales. They hand it off. Eastside gets across the 45. Finding to get to the 44. They're going to blow him dead at the 44. And that'll keep the clock running and set up third down and about five with 3 minutes to go.
And there are some people in this situation who would say, wow, they're going to crowd the line of scrimmage, put everybody up there. Let's take a shot with a pass here. No way that's happening. Again, you're trusting that offensive line who has done such a tremendous job of moving people around. Probably from about midway through the second quarter on, the Central Dolphin offensive line has done a very good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. This is a big play here again because they make a first down here, they win.
One left, two right. Man in motion away from us, Scales. They give it to him on the draw. Scales got the first down at the 30, the 25, and falls forward to the 20-yard line. First down and essentially the ball game for Central Dolphin.
And who else? Drew Scales, who has been the MVP of this game for Central Dolphin. Not just offensively. He's made some big plays defensively as well and on special teams. So in a key situation, give your money man the football. And he makes something happen again, picking his way, some good blocks, but Scales did some of that himself too. The excellent vision, cuts it up the field at just the right time, picks up the first down. They can't quite run out the clock, but all but.
Scales has 10 carries for 119 yards on the ground tonight. Two right, back split behind Lavia, under center. They hand it off to Esau, trying to bounce to the outside. He better stay in bounds. He turns it upfield and gets inside the 15. And is just about a yard shy of another Rams first down with 1:50 to go. You get a first down here, and they can, for all intent and purposes, not even worry about it then.
Oh, yeah. And they are 2 yards away from celebrating the state championship. And what a job by this offense for Central Dolphin. After the score was tied, this offensive line was saddled up by the coaching staff and told, we're going to power the ball at them. They haven't even thrown the ball since that time. And since that time, they've scored a touchdown, and they are winding out the rest of this clock.
Back split behind Lavia, two near side. On second and two from the 12, they hand it off to Esau, who will push forward, and he will have the Rams first down at the 10. Clock is going to stop for the measurement. And if he's got this first down officially, and he does,
it's over.
Game over.
Two knees, and the Rams celebrate because they know it now. And on the sideline, they're celebrating, hands raised. You just got to make sure it's been slick. They've done a great job all game with the center snap. It's the greatest feeling you can have as a high school football player, being able to set up the victory formation up in the last minute of the state title game.
Lavia in victory formation takes a snap, goes directly to a knee. The Rams are going to have to do this presumably two more times. Depending on when the clock runs.
They can do it one more time and probably have it done. All depends. And a big thank you to the Rams Touchdown Club for helping us bring this game to you today. And the administration, teachers, staff at Central Dolphin High School want to congratulate the Rams football team on this outstanding championship season where the Rams are going to be your state champions.
One more kneel down for Brandon Lavia and Central Dolphin. They're in victory formation. The snap, Lavia goes to the knee, and for the first time in school history, the Central Dolphin Rams are the kings of Quad A football in the state of Pennsylvania. They win the 2011 state championship 14-7 over North Penn.
Unbelievable performance today from Central Dolphin. And in true Central Dolphin fashion, another tight game
and just another different way of winning the football game. They've won tight games where they've had to come from behind. They've won tight games where they've had to outscore somebody. They've won tight games where they've had to make a drive in the last minute to score the game-winning field goal. And now tonight, the defensive effort where they give up the tying touchdown in the fourth quarter and then turn it over to the offensive line, and they power things the rest of the way home.
Central Dauphin wins it 14-7. Coming up next, the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show. We'll have reaction from Glenn McNamee and players down on the field. Central Dauphin wins it 14-7. We'll come back to Hershey Park Stadium after this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communications is your local Sprint Nextel authorized representative. Their number is 695-3401. Located at 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg, InTouch Communications has the new iPhone 4S, and they provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles. Congratulations to the CD Rams football team and number 8 Dominic Cristillo on a great season. That's InTouch Communications of Midtown Harrisburg.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
Welcome back here to Hershey Park Stadium. Brian Kaiser here along with Steve Leedy on the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show. And it is, once again, a state championship postgame show for the Central Dauphin Rams. Their first ever state championship in football. And the Rams, a 14-7 winner today over North Penn in a very physical game, a very exciting game considering the low scoring. It was hard fought from the get-go, Steve, and the Rams responded at times during this game when they needed to, and a very deserving champion.
Yeah, it was the kind of game that we really thought it was going to be. It was going to be just a smash-mouth game between two good teams. No real big superstars on the field that you think of coming in, but I'll tell you what, Drew Scales certainly put his name on the list for that. He had a great game here tonight, but a great effort by both teams, but it's Central Dauphin who gets the job done, and really it's the big strike to Scales early that broke the scoreless tie in the second quarter. That put CD on top, and CD responded the one time that North Penn was able to put a drive together. The only time they got a first down in the second half was on that drive where North Penn got their touchdown to tie it up, and other than that, CD responded right away, and the defense was three and out the rest of the second half for CD, and the Rams win state title.
And probably the two big plays in the game for Central Dauphin, obviously the Scales touchdown of 74 yards is what they're calling it officially on touchdown pass in the first half to give them the lead, which was the only scoring in the first half of play. And then the next most important play was probably right after the North Penn touchdown. Drew Scales' kickoff return all the way back to the North Penn 43-yard line. Scales with both huge plays in this game for Central Dauphin that really set things up, turned the momentum back to them. Hollinger at that point got a 38-yard carry to put it down at the 2 a couple plays after that Scales kickoff return, and Issa pounds it in a couple plays after that for the game-winning touchdown. And what a job by this Central Dauphin defense. Right after that, riding that momentum, stopped North Penn on a 3-and-out,
and the Knights never saw the football again on offense.
Yeah, the CD offensive line did a great job. Issa got the yards when he needed to. Issa's the guy that they got those tough yards all night long when it's, you know, third and two down here at the goal line. He was the one carried in from 2 yards out for the go-ahead score here in the second half.
I thought both teams, though, too, Steve, adjusting to the field conditions in that second half, doing a lot of more downhill running, and that seemed to be much to the liking offensively in the second half for the Rams, because offensively in the second half, when they were running between the tackles, they were a dangerous football team, did a great job of salting the game away on the ground in that second half.
Yeah, you look at the guys like Issa and Hollinger, who are the guys that were running straight ahead for this Rams team for the most part. And you look at between Issa, Scales, and Hollinger, each one of those guys had 10 or more carries in this game. Issa had 20. The other two guys had 10. But it was a good job again. You got to credit the guys up front for making the holes for those guys.
Steve, go ahead. And Eric Thomas is down on the field waiting to get reactions from Central Dauphin, from their players. We're going to let you run the statistics right now.
All right. First, we'll look at North Penn rushing. Dan Gavertz ended up being the leading rusher, 7 carries for 55 yards. Corey Ernst, the quarterback, 6 for 24 yards on the ground. Kyle Mayfield, 6 for 15. James Fielder, 8 carries, 19 yards. He did have the touchdown run. Taylor Everett, 1 for 6. Matt Smith, 1 for 8. Receiving, Dan Gavertz, 3 catches, 21 yards. Shane Watson, 1 for 19. James Fielder, 1 for 23. Ralph Reeves, 1 for a loss of 1. Kyle Mayfield, 1 for 2. Corey Ernst was 7 for 15 for 64 yards passing. Team totals for North Penn on the ground, 27 carries, 127 yards, 64 through the air, 191 yards of total offense for North Penn in the ballgame. For CD, leading rusher was Drew Scales, 10 carries, 118 yards on the ground. Adam Hollinger, 10 carries, 78 yards. Zaid Issa, 20 carries, 60 yards. And he did have a touchdown run. Lavia kept it 4 times for 20 yards. Receiving, just 2 passes were caught. One was by Bobby Schaefer for no gain. But the other one was Drew Scales. That went for 74 yards and the first score in this game in the second quarter. Brandon Lavia, 2 for 8 for those 74 yards and the touchdown. Schaefer threw a pass. That was incomplete, but really, aside from the one big strike, didn't really need to do much in the passing game here tonight, as it was 44 carries, 276 yards on the ground. They had the 74 through the air, 350 yards of total offense for Central Dauphin.
And a couple of key plays in the game, too, special teams-wise, along with that kickoff return. You also had the tremendous punt in the game that was down, that was out of bound for Central Dauphin, off the leg of Cody Hartzell, who has done a tremendous job during this playoff stretch that hurt the field position situation for North Penn and set things up for Central Dauphin at times. It was the complete team effort, and that's what we've stressed all game about this squad. The team for Central Dauphin was the team that comes out on top, because they made just a few more plays in this game. Eric Thomas is down there on the field. He is working, fighting feverishly to find somebody to talk to in the scrum of Central Dauphin players. Let's go down. I think Eric is with Dalen Russo.
And it's Steve. I'm down here with Central Dauphin linebacker Dalen Russo. Congratulations on the state championship game. This is pretty much the way you guys have been drawing it up all season, a close game, win it late.
That's right. You know, we never give up. We play as a family, and we finish it as a family.
How about Drew Scales tonight? I mean, he made some successful plays defensively. He was huge on the return, the big touchdown run. Everything you guys asked him to do tonight, he was able to step up and accomplish.
You know, he's a heck of a football player. I give everything to him. Everyone to the team. He plays for the team. He gives the whole heart, his whole heart, for everything, everyone, and on the team. So give it all to him.
This thing is a team. This is a team effort. This has been one of the best teams in this area the whole season. There's a lot of guys that get individual recognition, but you guys all have been able to play as one the whole postseason.
Yeah, I mean, we play as one because we're all about the family here. You know, Coach Mack always preaches to us, legacy, legacy, legacy. There are so many alumni in the stands right now, and no one really looks at it as one individual. We look at it as one individual team when we get mentioned.
All right, Daly, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Guys, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Eric. And we'll be back down to Eric a few more times, I'm sure, here in this post-game show. He's going to talk to Coach Mack to me at some point. Hey, why don't we talk to the winning quarterback? Back down to Eric.
All right, Brian and Steve down here with Central Dolphin quarterback Brandon Lavia. Let's first get down to business. Talk about the touchdown pass to Scales and how big that was.
It was amazing. And, you know, he's an athlete. I trust Drew. He's one of my best friends. We have great chemistry. Started rolling right. He was one-on-one backside. Threw it up there. Let him go get it.
I asked Dalen Russo this a couple seconds ago. You guys, every time you turn to him to do something for you, whether it would be on offense, special teams, he made a couple of great plays defensively tonight. He really, really turned out a good performance tonight.
He's a jack of all trades. He does whatever you need him to do. You throw him out on the field and get him the ball. Get the ball somewhere near him, and he's going to take it and make a play with it.
A little bit of adversity to start the season. You missed the first two games. You haven't lost a game as a starting quarterback this season. How were you able to bounce back from that, and what does this all mean, putting everything together?
Our team picked me up. It was tough at the beginning of the year, honestly, but everyone came together. Our team picked me up. We just kept battling, kept playing. We really came together as a family, and here we stand.
And you brought it home.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Eric. And we will be back down to Eric, I'm sure, very quickly. So just bear with us, folks. We are definitely going to talk to Coach McNamee of Central Dolphin. And Steve, what a tremendous job Glenn McNamee has done with this program. So what a job that Coach McNamee has done with this squad since taking it over and really making this squad his own, because he was under a legendary coach in George Shump, has the program, but he has definitely made the Central Dolphin program now and put his stamp on it and comes out of here now making all the right calls as a team of coaches, but making all the right calls, the right moves in this one at the right times, and dialing things up and getting the job done once again. You don't win close games by accident. It's not just luck. You create your own luck, and Coach McNamee is a guy who really has embodied everything about this Central Dolphin program.
Yeah, he's the leader, and I think one of the biggest compliments that you can have for a head coach is how this team has played like a team. Again, no real Division I type players, you would say, on this team. It's just a bunch of guys thrown together playing like a family, and you know, there's three aspects to football. There's offense, there's defense, there's special teams. They excelled in all three. So, you know, hats off to Coach McNamee and the rest of the coaching staff, because they really have put together a great group of young men out here tonight. And they excelled in all three. The offense made some big plays when they needed to. They held onto the football when they needed to. Got, you know, the big first downs when they needed to. The defense was, there was three and outs in the second half to preserve this lead. And a state title, and some huge plays on special teams. And you know, it's just a great job all around by this CD Rams coaching staff. And, of course, most of the credit goes to McNamee, but you have to credit all the other guys as well.
No doubt about it. We're here on the Ted's Bar and Grill post-game show. A very happy one right now for the Central Dolphin Rams as they win their first ever state football championship here in the Quad A Championship in the year of 2011 by a final score of 14-7 over North Penn. And Steve, let's turn for a moment as Eric gets in position to talk to Drew Scales. Yeah, we'll come back to that. Let's go to Drew Scales.
Brian and Steve, we're down here with Central Dolphin all-purpose back, I guess we can call you tonight, Drew Scales. First, talk about the touchdown pass that really set the tempo for you guys tonight.
It was great. A lot of teams rolled our sprint coverage, and we just hit them backside. Brandon put the ball on the money, and I just finished.
you were asked to do a lot of things tonight. You had the big return. You had a couple big swats on defense. Can you size up your performance here tonight?
I don't know what to say about it. You know, I just come out and play my heart out. This is our last game no matter what, and I just didn't want to send our seniors out with a loss.
You seem like to have a little bit better traction on the field here tonight. How difficult was it out there running the ball tonight?
It was hard, but you just got to keep your feet under you. You got to know how to run and how to make plays.
Mac has made a lot about the trust that you have with Zade and Brandon Lavia, and that really came into play here tonight. Can you describe what it means for you three guys, all best friends, to win this state championship?
They're just two of my best friends, you know, all summer long. We just talk about coming to this game, just getting here, and we got here, and we won it. And that's just the greatest thing. I'm going to go celebrate with them after.
Take me through the night here. Tell me what happened when you guys got here. What did Coach Mac say to you guys before you came out on the field tonight?
We got here, and Coach Mac, he knew that they're a good team. We knew that they're a good team, but he knew that we can come out and do what we do, and if we play our hardest, we knew we can get this win, and we did.
All right, Drew, go celebrate. Congratulations on the state championship, guys. We're going to try to grab Glenn McNamee when he's done here talking to some other media in a second.
Thank you very much, Eric and Drew Scales. Again, embodying what this team has been all about. Very humble. You know, be really easy, especially in today's day and age of look at me that you see all the time in the NFL. And there's Drew Scales deflecting it on everybody else and saying, "Yeah, I didn't want our seniors to go out with a loss, so I just played my heart out." And yeah, I'll tell you what, he did.
Yeah, and it's again, it just goes to show what this team, this family has been this year, and really, you have to look at the historical importance of this win tonight. It's been 19 years since District 3 has had a Quad A championship.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Cumberland Valley, 1992. They haven't really been here very often either. Lower Dauphin
in 95.
Outside of that, they haven't been here as a district since 95. It was Cumberland Valley winning in 92. And then the first 2 years, it was Cedar Cliff in the first championship in 88, losing to Pittsburgh Central Catholic, and Wilson the following year losing to Upper St. Clair in 89. So it has not been a classification that District 3 has done very well in. And in what, I mean, let's look at it this way. Most people in District 3 coming in thought this was a down year for District 3, and they still come out with a district championship. Back down one more time to Eric.
Brian and Steve down here with Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McNamee. Guess you're in a pretty good mood right now, aren't you?
I'm so happy right now for the Central Dauphin community and for our kids and coaching staff especially. It's hard for anybody on the outside to really know and appreciate the amount of work and the amount of selflessness and the amount of desire that they've all shown. And for that, I'm very happy for them in this moment.
How much did you guys have to change your game plan at all tonight with the field conditions and the weather and everything? I don't think anybody expected the way we got the snow here in this game to lay on the surface here. Did you go through much switching around anything in this game?
To be quite honest, no. And from my vantage point, it didn't look like North Penn did either. Tonight, I think it was two teams that were bound and determined to go out there and do what they do. And we told our kids, whoever does their thing better is going to come out on top.
Yeah, Drew Scales did his thing pretty well tonight for you guys on both sides of the ball. He had the big return. He had a couple swats on defense. And obviously, he caught the 75-yard touchdown pass from Brandon. Can you just sum up his performance tonight? Really an MVP performance. But this game isn't successful without Adam Hollinger and also Cody Hartzell on special teams.
Drew Scales is an exceptionally competitive kid with a very strong desire to win. As a skill guy, you got to see him more. But you watch this game closely, you're going to see an entire team of kids that had a strong desire to win tonight. And that's been the hallmark of this team and the greatest attribute of this team week in, week out, the competitiveness and the desire to win.
You get a day off tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
What's this whole run been like for you? I mean, to get to this point in the season, to rebuild your offensive line, to rebuild your defensive line, to put forth one of the best defenses in school history, to put forth what is now the best team in school history at finally winning the state championship for Central Dauphin.
I'm proud of these kids and coaches that they, I think, it created a very fine example to everyone and to our future generations of players that it's all about coming together, believe in yourself, believe in each other, believe in what we do, and get better each week and let the chips fall where they may. And this is how the chips fell.
All right, the chips fall Central Dauphin's way, guys. Back up to you.
Thank you very much, Eric. I'll tell you what, after hearing that, I'm ready to play for Coach McNamee and give my all for the team.
definitely a guy who inspired this team during this run. And it just hats off to Central Dauphin. And you can just hear the entire way through, I think, all of the interviews that Eric did down there, the same theme comes through time and time again.
It's not me, it's us.
Yep. And you don't win a championship at the Quad A level without having that understanding.
Absolutely not. And again, it's you can say it time and time again about the team aspect that this CD team has had throughout the course of the year, and we can only hope that it'll plant some seeds into the younger players, and you know winning can be a contagious thing.
And this is a team that coming back from this past year, they actually had to replace a lot of parts. I think they did a pretty good job. Next year, they actually have less pieces to have to put back together, and they're going to be coming back as defending state champions. We're going to step out for our final break here on the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show. When we come back, we'll recap the scoring for you in this one, put a final bow on this final Christmas present of the weekend as Central Dauphin, your state champions in Quad A, 14-7 victory over North Penn. Back after this on the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website is www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Italian Delight at 4151 Lingolstown Road in Harrisburg specializes in Italian cuisine, pizza, strombolis, and many other pasta entrees. Italian Delight is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 9. Carryout, catering, and gift certificates are available. Their number is 545-1116. Italian Delight, proud sponsors of the Rams Tuesday night special teams football meetings. Good luck, Rams.
Welcome back one final time back to Hershey Park Stadium here on the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show. Brian Kaiser along with Steve Leedy. Eric Thomas will be joining us in just a few, well, we'll give him minutes because after you have to walk up the stairs here at Hershey Park Stadium enough, you need to catch your breath to get back on the air. Gives us a chance to recap the scoring in this one. Central Dauphin victorious 14-7. Only scoring of the first half was by the Rams with 7:25 left to go in the second quarter. The third play, it was a third down play for CD in their own territory. They had gained 2 yards before that play. And then Brandon Lavia, with his only positive yardage passing play of the entire game, goes up top, throws the ball down the seam to a streaking Drew Scales, who makes the catch in North Penn territory and then outruns and breaks out of an ankle tackle around the 20-yard line to go the distance of 74 yards officially is the touchdown. Evan Brandis' extra point gave the Rams a lead 7-0, a lead that they took into the half. No scoring in the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, North Penn, their best drive of the game, a 9-play, 72-yard drive that took over 4 minutes on the clock, and James Fielder from 5 yards out capped it off with a touchdown. Brandon Mandis with the extra point for North Penn. We had a tie ball game. I was even having delusions of overtime at that point. I actually pulled out my program, took a look at how many overtime games there had ever been, and as I was doing that, Drew Scales was setting Central Dauphin up with a great kickoff return, brought it all the way back to the 43-yard line of North Penn. Couple plays after that, Adam Hollinger breaks off a 38-yard run down to the 2 of the Knights. And a couple plays after that, with 8:08 left to go in the fourth, Zaid Issa, what turned out to be the deciding touchdown, a 2-yard touchdown run. Evan Brandis's extra point made it 14-7 Central Dauphin. After the kickoff, it was a 3-and-out for the North Penn offense, and they never saw the football again on the offensive side of the field as the Rams able to salt away the last 6-plus minutes of the game clock, including burning all 3 of North Penn's timeouts, and the Rams come out with the victory in the victory formation, taking some knees at the very end with a 14-7 state championship title win.
And you think that this community is a little bit happy that they won a state championship in football. And the time that I was down in the field and came back up, 29 text messages from people who are former CD students, former players.
And you are a CD alum.
I am. I'm very happy to see them win that championship tonight. You try, obviously, to keep it down the middle. Anybody who watched me on TV on Thursday night knew that there's no way I was picking North Penn in this game.
Well, no. And nor should you have.
Right.
Based on the scoreboard, unlike the McDevitt game, but we're going to give you
I knew one. I knew that was going to come up again tonight.
You brought it up. I wasn't going there.
I have diverted all McDevitt comments to my agent.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. Because you did go 3-1 on the weekend making picks, you still did not win in terms of, you were still behind, though, in terms of points off. Your 3 right. wins, nowhere close to the 52-point deficit that McDevitt put you in that hole. But a great weekend nonetheless, the McDevitt game notwithstanding, for District 3. Lancaster Catholic wins this afternoon. Central Dauphin wins tonight. And the only group that had multiple teams here, district-wise, comes away with 2 titles.
Yeah, they absolutely do, Brian. And, I think that, really, you could look at these games this weekend, and out of the 4 that were played, the 2 best were this afternoon's game and this one here tonight. I don't think there's any question about that. The 2 games yesterday, complete blowouts. Actually, the Southern game was a close one for a while. But this to me, I think, was the best game of the weekend. It was 2 teams that mirrored each other very well. Just talking to Kevin Cooney from the Bucks County Courier down below, and when we were coming up the stairs, and it was pretty simple. I mean, he said the same thing I did coming up the steps. We both said that if North Penn had a passing game, that we might have felt a little bit more comfortable for them to get the ball back in a tight situation and move the ball down the field. The bottom line is they just wanted to line up tonight, run the football. You heard Glenn Mack and me talk about it and say it was 2 teams that wanted to come out here and basically do what they do. And what Central Dauphin's done all season long is win close football games. Now 8 games decided by 10 or fewer points. They're 7-1 and they're state champs.
And Steve, in this game, lots of big plays at different times in this game. Probably the biggest drive of the game was the one that closed it out for Central Dauphin, not giving the ball back. But if you look at this game, maybe the big difference between these two teams that didn't have any star players coming in, the Rams seem to have one more playmaker.
Definitely. When you look at the stat sheet, I mean, Drew Scales just jumps right out at you. What he did rushing the ball, he had the one big catch. And he made the big return after North Penn had sucked all the momentum back in this game. They got right back. They tied it up. And Scales busts off a 47-yard punt return or a kickoff return to set up the drive to take the lead for good in this one. I mean, he was a huge, huge game changer in this. One other thing I want to say is you never really got the fear watching North Penn's quarterback,
Ernst. Yep.
You never really got the sensation that he was going to be able to throw the ball down the field. And he threw a lot of inaccurate passes here tonight. And really, both of these teams were balanced teams. They had just as many rushing yards as they did passing yards. North Penn had a little bit more passing yards, but LaVia, he only completed 2 passes in this game. Really, it's two game managers, but LaVia made the one big throw, and that was good for 7 points. The ending margin,
7 points. Exactly. In a game where both sides played so hard,
We knew it was going to be physical. We knew both teams were going to try to assert their will. And in a game like this, credit that I don't think we've given enough yet to. We've talked about Scales. We've talked about different guys on offense. We've talked about special teams. What a job tonight by the Central Dauphin defense. A team that you know with that big offensive line, they are going to slam the ball at you down after down after down. And the front four probably didn't have as many tackles as usual, but the job that they've done really is shown in the number of tackles that, especially the inside backers today,
Mosey and Hollinger.
Mosey and Hollinger were phenomenal, especially in that second half where the defense, except for the one touchdown drive and even some big plays on that drive too, but after that, they had nothing going in the second half.
No, they really didn't, and I think you're exactly that's the point I wanted to bring up here tonight in the postgame show was just the line play, which opens everything else up for the other guys on defense to make plays. You know, lost in the mix. We talked last week about that goal line stand and Cody Hartzell and the punting and everything and the special teams and all that. Lost in the mix here tonight, guys. Not only did Drew Scales make a couple phenomenal plays defensively in the defensive backfield, Jordan Bowman,
yes,
from a strong safety spot, he comes up with a huge play down on the sideline, on the North Penn sideline in the second half to knock a pass away.
And he had one in the first half,
and one in the first half, too. So, I mean, you take away those two big plays, if those passes are completed and North Penn has anything going passing game-wise and they go back something that they can rely on later in the game, if those guys are out of position, could be a different type of offense. You know?
Yeah. You make a good point, but there are so many of those points that could be made with how Central Dauphin
exactly
has won their games, close games at almost every game for this CD team coming down the stretch here, and one play here or there in any of the last three games,
yep,
for sure, is it could be a game saver.
You look at that first half, too, with this defense, where they kept bending, 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 and every time that North Penn was progressing down the field would get to around the 25, 30-yard line, and then they would get stopped and did not give up any points. I mean, you guys are exactly right. I think this game, from our perspective, knowing the teams the way we did coming in and being able to really analyze this, we said coming in, who was going to be the X factor for Central Dauphin? Drew Scales.
Yeah. I think we hit that one.
I think we hit that one.
That's a hole in one.
I think who was really the X factor for North Penn in this game? It had to be Dan Gewirtz,
yeah,
because he's the guy who they wanted to get the football to, especially in key situations, but in the passing game, they were never able to do that. And that part of the X factor, they weren't able to do that. They tried to get him the ball in the running game. He had some key runs on the touchdown drive, but ultimately, the playmakers for Central Dauphin had better opportunities, especially in the second half. And for North Penn, they just couldn't get enough going.
I want to make a quick point here, too, because for anybody around District 3 who thinks that this could be like a one-and-done situation for Central Dauphin, Brandon Lavia, Ben Mosey, Drew Scales, Zade Issa, and Andrew Bergwin all return on offense next year for the Rams. And when you look defensively, yeah, they're going to lose Evan Schwann and they're going to lose Zach Wilk. Arthur Lewis, who filled in very nicely, started, I believe, the district championship game here. He's back next year. Daylon Russo and Ben Mosey are back next year. David Loudermilk and Cody Wade provide depth in the secondary. Jordan Bowman's also back next year, too. This is not a one-and-done situation. They're going to be the heavy favorite next year to at least get back here to play for a district championship, I think.
Let me ask you this then, too. Central Dauphin coming into this year, how many players did they have to replace starters from a year ago and to be here and win a state championship? What a great job by this staff getting this team ready.
One starter on defense from a season ago returned, and they basically put out there the best defense in school history. I mean, there's not a defense in Central Dauphin history that's come remotely close to having 78 sacks in a season or, you know, 10 interceptions. I think they finished the season actually with 9 interceptions. I mean, this defense was patchwork back in the 2 weeks of scrimmaging, and Glenn McNamee wasn't sure going into the first game who was against Manheim Township. Number one, he was without his starting quarterback, so Bobby Schaefer had to assume that role for 2 weeks. Brandon Lavia, by the way, has still not lost the game as starting quarterback for Central Dauphin. All right,
he's still okay.
He's going to carry that into the next season. He's going to have a nice little win streak from this year into next year. Lost a couple last year, but this season undefeated as a starter. You know, and he didn't realize what his offensive line was going to be. And honestly, I think his offensive line
was the biggest question mark, because Jeremy Seaman and Artie Rao were arguably better on offense a season ago than they were on defense, and he wasn't sure who was going to block for Scales, protect Lavia and Schaefer, and block for Esan. You could say, well, Esan's 6'4", he's 210, he's just going to make his own hole. No, he's got to have help from those guys up front, and I think when that offensive line started to develop after those first couple games, really against McDevitt, when they got from week one to week two and had to block Spence and Holman and all those, and Brock Dean and all those guys on Bishop McDevitt's side, and did a great job of doing that. You know, if you look at it now and you say if they had Brandon Levy in that game, that might have turned out a little bit different. That was a 7-point game.
They coached him up well. They got him to buy into the team philosophy, and they walk out of here with the school's first state football championship with a 14-7 victory. Got to thank all of our sponsors. Big thank yous go out to Mr. Bob Subways, In Touch Communication, CD Pizza, Environmental Interiors, Ted's Bar and Grill, and Italian Delight. And also a huge thank you to the Rams Touchdown Club for, we couldn't have done it without them. They did a great job of helping us get enough support to put these games on the air for you, and we thank them immensely for helping us bring the state championship run to you here on WMSS and on PennLive.com. That's going to do it here for the Ted's Bar and Grill post-game show. For everyone involved tonight, our studio producers, Ashley Jerome and Jess Meese, for my colleagues, Steve Leedy and Eric Thomas, this is Brian Kaiser saying goodnight from Hershey Park Stadium. Congratulations to the Central Dauphin Rams. The Rams are your 2011 State Quad A football champion in the state of Pennsylvania. They win it tonight 14-7 over the North Penn Knights. The Rams, congratulations on a state title. This has been a presentation of WMSS and PennLive.com.
You've been listening to the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show of the PIAA Quad A State Football Championship game between Central Dauphin and North Penn. Tonight's game was brought to you by Ted's Bar and Grill, Mr. Bob's Subways, Environmental Interiors, Italian Delight, In Touch Communications, CD Pizza, and the Rams Touchdown Club. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and PennLive.com.